Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Tuesday, November 10th is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the Event Center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
Yummy, juicy ribs. All-you-can-eat baby back ribs. Coleslaw, bread, beans, drinks, and dancing to country music star Chad Bushnell. All that plus live, silent, and dessert auctions, all to benefit friends of the Shasta District Fair and the future of our wonderful fair. Please join us Saturday, November 21st for all-you-can-eat baby back ribs and an evening of fun with friends. Tickets available at the fairgrounds office or call 378-6789.
Is off and running, generating the buzz.
All bets are off at this point.
So great to talk to you, Dana. You're my favorite.
Dana, you and I are blood brothers for the American dream.
Dana Lash, the conservative alternative. This is The Dana Show.
The Honorable Paul D. Ryan of the state of Wisconsin, having received a majority of the votes cast, is duly elected as Speaker of the House.
So, John Boehner, he didn't cry as much as I thought he would. I mean, he still cried, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. I was worried that the tang that he covers himself with, I was worried somehow that that would get all over the speaker's desk and it would be just like a giant nightmare, you know? Happy Friday to you. It's a crazy Friday. It's raining here. It's the day before Halloween. My whole radio staff is freaking out. We're busy. We've been busy today. I just filmed something fun, so you can probably hear just a little bit. Just a little smidgen bit in the background. Kane, how you doing this Friday?
I am well. How
are you? It's Friday. Let's be honest. Everybody is doing something other than, like, Friday is like the day that nobody just really, it's a weird day. So Friday, what we usually do is we have Open Line Friday, where we go over everything that we've discussed all throughout the week. 866-455-9797 is the number to join the program. And we have Mailbag of Hate as well coming up. We also have Stephen Crowder, who's going to be joining us as well. We have a lot of stuff to get into. And if you watch the radio show, at least the second hour of the radio show, what do we do every Halloween, Kane? What do we do every Halloween?
Besides
the show before Halloween.
Okay, besides dress up or play Halloween music for bumper tracks?
Yes.
Okay, then that last one.
Okay, yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, you're totally right. That's exactly what we do. We dress up. We play Halloween stuff. That's exactly. So if you watch the second hour of the radio show, you know how I sort of treat Halloween like it's Hanukkah, and we have 8 days of Halloween. That's exactly what we did, and I have my other Halloween costume. Yesterday, you might have seen me. I got a great idea from Lena Dunham because she was going as a Planned Parenthood doctor. I also was like, I'm going to go as a Planned Parenthood doctor. It's amazing. And except mine was a little bit more, I don't know how you could say, accurate.
Yeah,
mine was
it.
Way more accurate. So I decided I wanted to go as a Planned Parenthood doctor, too, except I had, like, blood and baby legs and, you know, I had some money hanging out my pockets, and I didn't. The one thing that I did is I ordered a Matchbox Lambo off of Amazon.
What a piece of that championship! Put it in here.
Football is a rough game and often a cruel one.
Every time you lose, you die a little bit. You die inside, a portion of you. Not all of your organs, maybe just your liver.
Welcome to Friday Night Football on AM 1460 KCNR. Hi there, I'm Gary Moore, and I've got Ron Largent with me here tonight. And tonight we come to you from Foothill High School. It's the Foothill Cougars as they take on the Chico Panthers in a very important game. As a matter of fact, it is a key game in the Eastern Athletic League because these playoff pictures are starting to now develop, and tonight's going to have a lot to do with that. A couple of Foothill single-season records are on the line tonight. They're likely to be broken. There's going to be a lot of running, a lot of passing, a lot of fun. It's a Northern Section Division II playoff picture, and it's going to all develop here tonight. Tonight's pregame show is brought to you by Tri-Counties Bank. Go to TriCountiesBank.com and see how they can make things happen for you, member FDIC. And the keys to the game, which are brought to you by Redding Kia. A couple of our keys to the game have to do with certain players. And those players are running back Cameron Alfaro out of Chico. He is a senior in his third year on the varsity team. He is one of the most dynamic players in the entire section. Alfaro averages about 10.1 yards per carry and has 835 yards on the season along with 13 touchdowns. Last year in the same game, he scored twice and had 150 yards on 8 carries. Another really important part of the picture on the Chico side of the football is Creed Smith. He is the quarterback and has led the Panthers to a 6-2 record, and they're still vying for the number 2 seed in the Division II playoffs. This kid has a great record. His percentage of completions are 61%. That is really impressive over the course of the last 5 games, and he's thrown for 918 yards, 8 touchdowns, no interceptions. He has also ran, yes, the kid can run, for 297 yards and has scored twice this year. When we take a look at Foothill High School, boy, you gotta talk about a guy by the name of Patrick Blake. He is a wide receiver and a defensive back, and this kid continues to impress everyone. He's coming off of a 5-touchdown performance last week against Shasta, and I think last week against Shasta was the best game Foothill has had so far. Patrick Blake is tied for the single-season school record catches with 57. He's the first Foothill receiver to reach over 1,000 yards and has 14 touchdowns on the year. And to top off Patrick Blake's performance, he also holds 6 interceptions in 5 games. That is an impressive thing. Other players we want to keep our eyes on tonight? None other than Brian Harvey. Brian Harvey had an outstanding game last week against Shasta. And tonight, he's going to take on the Chico Panthers. Brian, of course, is a running back. He does double duty. He's also a linebacker, so that's impressive. And also Silas Miranda, who does everything. He's a wide receiver. He can run the ball. He's a punt returner. He's a kickoff returner. He's number 2, and he is looking to be number 1 here tonight at Foothill. The Chico Panthers and the Foothill Cougars all coming up. In just a few moments, we are going to talk to Coach Joey Brown. I was really impressed with Joey Brown's team last week as they stood up to Shasta all the way through in that hurry-up offense. We'll find out what his thoughts are on that, and his keys to the game are all coming up next on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
It's Customer Appreciation Days at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
It's Redding Kia's lowest price of the year on a 2015 Kia Optima. Now $19,495 after $2,000 customer cash incentive and $400 military incentive.
$19,495 for a brand new Kia Optima. ID 12266. 57 Optimas in stock and on the way.
2015 Kia Souls as low as $14,995. ID 15423. After $500 customer cash incentive, $400 military incentive, the brand new Soul for $14,995.
Get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kias in stock and 2016 Sorentos too.
0% offered requires financing through Kia Motors Finance on approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Ends November 2nd. Plus tax, license, and government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges.
Discover the new Kia today, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding.
ReddingKia.com.
Where the sea meets the land, your tropical adventure begins with Wind River Resort and Casino's Under the Sea Halloween Bash. Glitter, sea creatures, shells, and sand. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for Halloween, featuring well-known rapper, songwriter, and producer Sir Mix-a-Lot. Known for his bouncy, danceable, bass-heavy tracks, plus DVJ Chris, Unruly and Backward will be spinning their live beats all night long. The Undersea Adventure kicks off on Saturday, October 31st at 9 o'clock. Drink specials, dancing, cash drawings, costume contest, over $3,000 in cash and prizes. Presale general admission is $20, $25 the day of. VIP booth $250. Includes six guests, swag, a personal cocktail server, and two bottles of champagne. This signature event sells out fast. Get your tickets now at 1-800-280. You win. Or online at WindRiver.com. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for your under-the-sea Halloween adventure. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Halloween is better at the river.
What a piece of that championship! Put it in here!
Football is a rough game and often a cruel one.
Every time you lose, you die a little bit. You die inside, a portion of you. Not all of your organs, maybe just your liver.
Welcome back to Foothill High School as the Foothill Cougars tonight take on the Chico Panthers. Big playoff implications here tonight, and we're looking forward to a great football game. Thank you so much for joining us at AM 1460 KCNR. Time now for a little Coach's Corner here with the keys to the game. Coach Joey Brown, you guys were very impressive last week. I mentioned this to several people after that game. Your team was the only team this year that I've seen, other than PV, that successfully kept up with Shasta's hurry-up offense. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, that says a lot to our kids as far as the preparation. It's not easy to prepare for a team like Shasta, and our kids did a great job. Coaching staff did a great job. Really proud of my assistants for how they handled it throughout the week. And our kids did a great job in the first half. I mean, I think that's the least amount of points Shasta's been held to in a half all season long. And, you know, we wore down a little bit in the second half, but, I mean, speaks to our kids. They never wanted to quit. They were prepared, and they were willing to do what was necessary.
They were really prepared, and you said that they wore down, but let me tell you, from the broadcast booth, you could not tell.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, you watch on film a little bit, and you see some things break down as far as just assignments and et cetera. And Shasta has a good scheme. You know, we were prepared for their counter punches, but ultimately just the amount of plays that we were on the field for defensively just kind of wore us down a little bit.
You guys have a new opponent this week that I am completely not familiar with. So what do you know and what do you expect out of Chico this week?
I expect a lot of offense, and their defense has improved this year. You know, Chico has been a team that has notoriously been an offense-first team, but you can see that Coach Elvister at Chico has done a great job getting his defense ready as well. So it's almost, you know, in looking on film of what they do, it's almost a mirror image of us. I mean, we both run a spread offense that relies a lot on the zone read and the zone run. They run the ball with our quarterback a little bit more than we do. Defensively, they're multiple up front. They usually typically run a four-man front, but they have a lot of athleticism on the edges. So, you know, offensively and defensively, there's a lot of similarities between both our programs. They're very physical. They're very good, and they've been in their system for quite a while. So you know, you can see the belief system and the culture that Coach Elvister has developed there.
I was surprised about Ryan Terrace last week. He didn't have his best game. He only caught the ball four times for 42 yards. That's uncharacteristic of him, what I've seen all year long. Was he dejected about that game? I know some of the passes weren't catchable. Some of them were close. He had great coverage on him. Is his psyche any different now, and how do you build him back up for this game?
Not at all. Ryan is a kid that doesn't worry about the ebb and flow of catches or no catches. You know, he was celebrating just as hard as anybody else when Patrick Blake was getting the catches. And you know, there's been moments where he's had the game where he's had all the catches in the game, and he's been the guy to focus on. And obviously this week, you know, he's been dealing with some injuries that he's been fighting through, but he'll never complain. And when I asked him on the sideline, hey, you doing all right? You doing okay? And coach, I'm fine. And he's a gamer. He's a kid that he practices hard, but in the game he really shows up and performs. And so no, not at all. There's no rebuilding Ryan Terrace. Ryan's a kid that's mentally strong, mentally tough, and loves being with his team.
He's a great football player, and we've watched him all year long, and we expect good things out of him here tonight. But you mentioned a couple of moments ago Patrick Blake. Patrick, great. He had such a good football game last week. 15 receptions, 252 yards, 4 touchdowns. That was a record. It's third most in section history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Patrick's a great kid who really understands the game. You know, when he speaks about what's going on offense or defense, we listen. And he's a kid that, you know, he'll make a mistake, but you know that he's going to have 5 or 6 plays that are going to more than make up for it. And so you just kind of go, you kind of ride him a little bit. And he again is another kid that he prepares well, but he plays an outstanding football game on Friday nights for us.
Your quarterback, Trent Banner, threw the ball 49 times last week. That just was a busy game for him and his arm. Do you expect him to throw that many this week? You're going to run the ball a little more?
Well, we're going to see. Yeah, you know, last week we had our running back, Chris Murray, was a game time decision. It turned out he didn't play at all in the game. So we were a running back by committee, using guys a little bit out of position to try and get our running game going. Plus, with Shasta's active front, we felt like we'd get some quick passes away and use that as our run game a little bit. This week we hope to be we have to do a little bit more on the run side. We will still throw the ball because of Chico's great offense and trying to keep pace with them. But also, I think, you know, if we can get a chance to run the ball and build some confidence again in our O-line in the run game, we'll do that.
You know, a lot of people put a lot of creed and a lot of belief into statistics, and statistics are things that have happened in the past. And, you know, we always look forward, but last week you had 456 yards, 403 of those were in the air, you had 23 first downs, only one turnover, but you took the ball away 5 times.
Absolutely, and that's what really helped us stay in the game last week, and that's what we preach. You know, we're a defense that's still building and still developing, and so, you know, we preach turnovers, and we know that we're going to make some mistakes down the field. We're young, and we're still working on being consistent, but we can always be aggressive to the ball, and you know, turnovers are a result of kids being around the ball, mm-hmm. and kids gang tackling, and those are things we preach. Tackling as a team, gang tackling, pursuit to the ball, and then when you're there, be advantageous. And our kids did a great job.
One of the best statistics that I recall from last week is you were 100% effective in the red zone.
Yeah, that's something we've been preaching. Our OC, Roger Wilson, does a great job of preparing our kids. And one thing we've been emphasizing more, especially with the spread offense, you know, trying to run the ball in the red zone, but also have our dynamic plays in the red zone and always get paid, is what we like to call it. So that's something we focus on usually on Wednesdays, just red zone situations and trying to be better at that.
Wonderful. All right, final question. What are your keys to tonight's football game?
Limiting Chico's big explosive plays. They have the best running back in the section in Cameron Alfaro, and we have to make sure we limit him or at least survive him. And then offensively, we just need to make sure we keep our rhythm going, get a little bit more balance in the run-pass game, and that's going to start with our guys up front, and it's going to end with our guys up front, and that's the biggest thing. And then obviously, you know, in a game like this, special teams is going to be what could tip the balance, and so we need to win the game on special teams.
All right, well, we wish you luck and a great football game, and thanks for joining us on the pregame show.
Thank you very much.
And there you have the keys to the game from Coach Joey Brown from the Foothill Cougars. Great football game in the making for you here tonight. The pregame show brought to you by Tri-Counties Bank. Go to tricountiesbank.com and see how they can make things happen for you, member FDIC. And the keys to the game brought to you, as always, by Reading Kia. Opening kickoff is drawing near. Ron Largent will join me here in just a couple of moments. We will kind of take a very close look at both sides, both teams here tonight, and see what we can expect on both offense and defense from the Chico Panthers. They've got a great quarterback, but Foothill's got a great quarterback as well with Trent Banner. Some great things shaping up here tonight from Foothill High School. Stay with us as the pregame show continues on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Kyle DeFore here from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. We'd like to welcome all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store on Veterans Day, November 11th, as our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. And be sure to come out Friday, November 6th, when KCNR 1460's own Carl and Linda Bott will be broadcasting live from Mighty Fine, 7 to 9 a.m. Mighty Fine Foods is locally owned and operated, located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football teams. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teams safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
Construction has begun. The Turtle Bay Exploration Park campus is going through major and exciting upgrades right now with the construction of the Sheraton Reading at the Sundial Bridge. What does that mean for our guests? A whole lot of changes for parking, traffic flow, and events for the coming months as we prepare to open Reading's first four-star hotel. Find the most up-to-date information about construction and the hotel project at turtlebay.org/hotel. Plus follow Turtle Bay on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for photos and videos during the construction process. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful?
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Welcome back to Foothill High School. And Gary Moore and Ron Larson on KCNR. Ron, welcome back to the football game.
Well, thank you. Coach, we don't know much about Chico. All we know is that they're good teams this year, so we're in for a great game.
We really are.
It's so great to be here senior night, and it's here again, the best place to be on a Friday night.
Let me set the scene for you here. It's dark now, but at Foothill High School here from the press box, you have a beautiful view of Mount Lassen over to the east. And I couldn't quite see Mount Shasta from the north, but it is a beautiful place to play football. It is senior night. That indicates it's the last home game of the year. So they introduce all seniors on the football team and the cheerleaders. They've got 31 people on that roster. So they're bringing them out right now. Then their parents will meet them out at center, the midfield at the 50-yard line. And then they'll give their parents a balloon bouquet and a little gift, and then the parents will give them flowers. It's a great thing to do for senior night. And then we're in for a football game. You found out some information that I was unaware about when we did the pregame. We were talking to the coach about Cameron O'Farrell, who is the number one running back in the league. You found out some very interesting news about that gentleman tonight.
Yes, the head coach, who, by the way, is a great guy, great to talk with, really all in it for the kids. It's wonderful to talk to these head coaches that are so committed to providing leadership examples for these kids. But anyway, I said, so how's your leading running back? He says, not so good. He hurt his ankle this week. He's out for the game with an injured ankle. And so he's going to be replaced by Jeremy Yeagy and DJ Miller, both good running backs, but they certainly are not at the caliber that Cameron has established himself. So that's going to make a change in their offense. They're not going to be quite as threatening in that running back position.
You know what's interesting about that is we talked to Coach Brown just in the pregame show a few moments ago, and he said our key to the game is focusing on Cameron O'Farrell and their running game. So now his whole operation and what they prepared for all week long has a little twist in it.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how they adapt to it because last week Chico went down to the wire with Pleasant Valley, and it was a one-touchdown game, 14-6.
Correct.
And as the coach mentioned, they scored. Both teams scored in the first quarter, and then it was from that point on a defensive struggle. So I said, "Well, so how are you preparing for Foothill?" And he said, "Well, our defense is going to be the key. We have to stop that high-powered offense." Then last week, you and I had a chance to see that high-powered offense along with another one at Shasta High School. And I think we both agreed that was one of the most exciting football games that we'd ever seen.
Shasta is off tonight. They got a bye week, and I know that they really need it right now because they've just been playing hard and heavy for quite a long time. But Red Bluff is playing at Enterprise tonight, looks like. Yep, that's correct. And Pleasant Valley is playing against Paradise.
Yeah.
So a couple of tough games right there. Chico is here, of course. And this league is just one of the toughest leagues. And with that, Division II and Division III, I wanted to talk a little bit about the playoff picture, which is something that we can expect. And, you know, what happens tonight, you'll comment on this in just a couple of seconds. But Division II for the Northern Section Football Playoff, they rate them. They use a scoring system to do it. So here's how it looks for Division II. Pleasant Valley is on top with an 8-0 record. Shasta's in second with 8-1 record. Chico is 6-2. Enterprise is ranked fourth. Paradise fifth. Foothill is ranked sixth. But if you notice, the fourth, fifth, and sixth places, and that's Enterprise, Paradise, and Foothill, it all depends on what they do tonight and maybe a couple of other teams that might change the entire playoff picture.
That's right. This is a critical game for all three of those schools, and I think it's especially critical for Foothill because they have had they've had three games that have been 1 point or one touchdown games, and I mean that's how good this and the competition in this league has been. And by the way, you know, we talked about senior night, and Foothill has the largest number of juniors in their starting roles of any of the teams. So we're not only looking for good football this year, it's going to continue in the next year also.
So many things going on here tonight. We got seniors night going on. We got balloons. We got flowers. We got fun. We have a great crowd here. The Foothill crowd is a very spirited crowd. Just real quickly, Division III, which has teams like West Valley, they're in the top seed at the moment as far as playoff points. Lassen
is in the fourth position. Anderson is in fifth. So Anderson will play West Valley next week. Some things could happen there. I'm thinking that our game for next week should most likely be West Valley at Anderson.
Yeah, that will be a good game. And remember, West Valley, to tell you the quality of their team, they beat Foothill in our first game of the year that we covered.
By one touchdown at the last minute.
And so, you know, this competition, they say Division II and Division III, but these are all very, very good quality teams. In talking with the coach in anticipation of the game, we were talking about his players, and I mentioned, I said, you guys have been kind of overshadowed, if you will, by Paradise over the years. He said, yes, we've had a good program all these years. It's just that we've been beaten by bigger and better teams. And he said, but we've had a very competitive program, and it's going to show up here tonight because they've done a good job this year.
Well, you know, you were talking to the coach a little bit, and you know, just looking at the rosters here for Chico, they got some big boys on that line.
Well, I walked down there when they were coming out of the locker room, and I got to say, a couple of those guys are a big guy.
I'm looking at a thing on the roster right here, Ron. This guy is 6'5", 325 pounds.
Yeah, I stood up next to him. He was a foot taller than I am. But big guys, they have their starting line, these weights, 250, 245, 225, 225, and 240. On their five starting defensive linemen.
That's a big wall of panther is what that is right there. And Foothill's going to have their work cut out for them tonight. I'm expecting Patrick Blake to have an outstanding game. I'm expecting tonight, after last week's performance, I am expecting Ryan Terrace to really set the tone for this game here tonight.
Well, I think the key is now Foothill uses a spread offense, much like, Chico uses a spread offense, much like Foothill does. With four receivers out, and they use a mini huddle formation, which the linemen go into a mini huddle. Then they break. They come out there not quite as fast as what we saw last week with Shasta. And the other thing is their offense is geared. It's a passing to a large degree, with the exception of this running back. So they're going to have to change their strategy a bit tonight. Do a little more of it passing. And their quarterback is a senior, Creed Smith. He's a very competitive player, a starter on their baseball team. I mean, really a good athlete. So we're going to see him in action. So we're in for it's going to be an unusual game in that we're up against one of the best defenses that has been in the season. But yet we have to recognize the fact that Foothill has one of the fastest and highest scoring offenses.
That's right. We're looking for explosive offense on Foothill side, and they're looking to control the running game. And I don't know how their running game is with their big guy out. Alfaro, he's going to be out of this game. So it's all shaping up. They're wrapping up the whole senior introductions and such like that. So we're going to take a break, and we'll come back in a few moments here to get this football game underway at AM 1460 KCNR. Come back. Stay with us.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing. Cash management services. Space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $150,000 guarantee
WPT Deep Stacks Poker Tournament
at Wind River Resort and Casino November 14th through the 23rd. Stay with us in our all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask about our special room rates and packages. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. WPT Deep Stacks is the premier mid-major poker tour in the industry and is coming to Wind River Resort and Casino November 14th through the 23rd. This exciting tournament features a wide array of great events, player-friendly structures, and our multi-flight $1,100 buy-in, $150,000 guaranteed main event that is certain to bring in all of the best players for the biggest poker event of the year. For more information and detailed schedule of events, visit WinRiver.com. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California because poker is better at the river.
It's Customer Appreciation Days at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
It's Redding Kia's lowest price of the year on a 2015 Kia Optima. Now $19,495 after $2,000 customer cash incentive and $400 military incentive.
$19,495 for a brand-new Kia Optima. ID 12266. 57 Optimas in stock and on the way.
2015 Kia Souls as low as $14,995. ID 15423. After $500 customer cash incentive, $400 military incentive, the brand new Soul for $14,995.
Get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kias in stock and 2016 Sorentos, too.
0% offer requires financing through Kia Motors Finance on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends November 2nd, plus tax, license, and government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges.
Discover the new Kia today, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding.
ReddingKia.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
We are back here at Foothill High School. Great football game in store for you tonight. Gary Moore and Ron Largent on the call. And, Ron, when you were talking to the Chico coach, they did something very strategic with all this big halftime, but in-between games and senior night and all those introductions. Chico did something very different. Foothill team has been out here on the field, lined up for the whole senior thing. So they're not quite as warm as you would like them to be. And I think they've stopped the clock with 10:50 left to go before game time, and they haven't started it yet. But Chico did something very wise. They're not even out here yet.
Yeah, the coach said, you know, we're going to keep the kids off of it. We want them to get the football game on their mind. And he said one of the things that we have to work on in this game is consistency. He said that really hurt. He says, I don't want any distractions. And if they're out there in advance, they're going to be thinking about what's going on. And we want them to stay away, and they did. We noticed they're in the far field over there, and I think they're just about ready to come in now.
They're over there in the dark, but they're still focused. Go ahead.
That's right. But I mentioned, I said, well, last week you guys had a great game, and what's your evaluation of the game you had, and how does that fit with this one? He said, well, first of all, he said, I was very happy with our defense. So tonight is going to be a test of that defense to see if they can continue in that same effort against Pleasant Valley. And he said, the one thing, though, I'm worried about, and last week it really hurt us, was our inconsistency. He said, we'd have two downs and then a penalty that put us back. And he said, we just kept shooting ourselves in the foot. And he said, it really hurt. So I want the kids to really concentrate tonight on what they're going to be doing. So I'm going to keep them off to the side. So I think it's probably working. It's a good strategy.
It was a wise move. And, You know, you mentioned penalties and stuff, and we talk about this every time we do a game. And when it comes down to it, especially in the fourth quarter, the thing that makes the difference are penalties and turnovers. We saw five turnovers picked up by Foothill over Shasta last week, and that made that game really close. One of the things that we wanted to talk about, as you can hear in the background, we can hear the Foothill High School band, and that is led by Mitch Barr, and you've got a lot more information on Mitch. But Mitch was bestowed a wonderful and very well-deserved award this week.
Well, he was chosen California High School Teacher of the Year. This guy is a wonderful band director, and of course, with my music background, I can tell what he's accomplished. And know what he's talking about there. But these kids love him. They love to play under him. They're committed to him, just like the football players are committed to the football coach. Mitch has put together a great program since he's been here at Foothill, and I think he's been here about 10 years now.
Yeah.
I think, as I recall, it's about 10 years. He's just a great, great band director. He's got so much interest in the kids, and plus he's a quality musician. In fact, he and I have actually played together in some groups. He plays baritone. He's a very fine baritone player. His folks are active at the Reading Christian Fellowship. So he's a local guy that has just done so well, and we're so proud of him. One thing he's done tonight that I really admire is that he has brought together the bands from the feeder schools, if you will, the junior high schools that feed into Foothill, Junction, Bella Vista, Black Butte, and Mountain View. Each of their bands are going to be out on the halftime to march with the Foothill band. And guess what their theme is tonight? Halloween and all that?
Yes.
Ghostbusters.
Excellent. It's going to be a great deal. And the Chico Panthers have now made their way out onto the field. We're getting ready for kickoff. The clock is still not moving here, so they might just stop it when they think there's a couple of minutes left. We'll keep you posted on that. We'll take a break, and we'll come right back. It's high school football with the Chico Panthers visiting the Foothill Cougars. Ron Largent and Gary Moore on the call, and we'll be back in a moment at AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
Hi, folks. Mac McCraw, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. The North Valley Stand Down Association invites all active duty veterans and significant others to the 2015 Stand Down event, October 29th to the 31st at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Free community services are available during this three-day event centering on assisting homeless and at-risk veterans. Registration starts 8 a.m. Thursday and Friday. For more information, call North Valley Stand Down at 605-8114. And thank you for your service.
Live and in concert, New West Guitar Group at Reading School of the Arts, Tuesday, November 10th at 7 p.m. Come hear this great jazz concert, which includes the Master Guitar Circle. Guest artists include Bernie Baker, Mark Cooper, Eric Peter, and Robert Karch from the North State. They will join New West Guitar as they demonstrate to the audience how they build songs in a great presentation of classic jazz guitar. Don't miss this, November 10th, 7 p.m. at Reading School of the Arts. For ticket information, call 530-510-1903. That's 530-510-1903, or call Reading School of the Arts.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Back here at Foothill High School for tonight's game, the Foothill Cougars taking on the Chico Panthers. Both teams are on the field. We're about 7 minutes away from game time and the opening kickoff. We've talked about a lot. We've talked about the running back who everybody had prepared for. Now we find out that he's not going to be playing. We've talked about Mitch Barr and his accomplishments for California Teacher of the Year. We talked a little bit about some players that are on the Foothill team. I know that Silas Miranda is expecting to have a good game tonight. Ryan Terrace is my pick to have the greatest game ever tonight, so we'll see what he can do. Ron, you got a special guest with us right now. Go ahead.
Yes, Gary. You know, we were able to come out here early in these evenings and watch the JV game, and we've seen most of the JV teams play, and which kind of gives us a foresight into insight into next year. This is a preseason. A forecast of what's coming, I guess is the best way to put it. Foothill has a very good JV team, as do many of the high schools that we've seen. But their quarterback is Matthew Braden. And last week at the Shasta game, he was one of those injured, unfortunately, and ended up with a concussion. So he's been sitting out this week of practice. He'll be ready to go, I guess, on Monday. But I know Matthew. I know his family and his brothers and sisters. And I've enjoyed watching Matthew. He's also a very fine catcher in baseball. So Matthew is a student of football already. He's a competitive athlete. So we asked him to come up here and just kind of give us a little bit of background on the JV game, because you've had a good season, but what's your opinion of how the season's been going, Matthew? And let me introduce Matthew Braden, a quarterback of the future that you'll hear his name many years to come, I'm sure. So what do you think of the JV game?
Thanks, Ron. I felt very good about tonight's game, even though we couldn't get in the end zone. Our defense did a phenomenal job. We gave up 7 points, and that's about it. Our defense shut them down all game. Our offense just couldn't get in the end zone. We had some nice passes, a couple picks, but it's part of the game.
Well, you know, Matthew, you have really paid the price this year. You've been out there. You actually came in as kind of the understudy and then moved up to a starting quarterback for the JVs. Tell us a little about what is your weekly schedule, because a lot of our listening audience, they don't realize how many hours you guys put in during the course. Tell us about your weekly schedule.
Well, our weekly schedule is quite honestly brutal. We start off the week hard, get into it Monday, work hard, watch film, work for about 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and just get stuff done by Friday.
Good. Well, thank you, Matthew. Now, we're going to get right on with the National Anthem coming up. We'll talk more with Matthew during the course of the game. He's going to stay around here and help us. But, Gary,
okay.
It's all yours.
All right. We are going to let the music do the talking for our national anthem. And we're here at Foothill High School. It's the Cougars versus the Panthers, and it's going to be a great game. So, national anthem, and let's get this football game underway. right, let's play some football. Did that not have Mitch Barr's name written all over it or what?
It did. They are an outstanding band. His music program is great. He's got a big band. They, just so that if you haven't been to the field here, the band is actually set up at the, I guess this would be the south end of the field. They have their own bleachers down there. They fill the bleachers completely. They put all the percussion out in front. So there's about probably about 100 kids down there involved. They are a very, very good group. That's a special arrangement of the Star Spangled Banner that Mitch uses to feature the powerful brass section that he has. And so the band and Mitch Barr and all the support parents involved there and getting all the equipment moved around, we really appreciate them. Makes a big difference. And we're also going to see two award-winning cheerleader teams out here, the cheer teams, both the Wachico and the Foothill group. So we're ready to go. They're out there at center at the middle field.
All the captains are at midfield right now for the coin toss. Coin toss, over the years, has become a very interesting thing. It's not like they flip a quarter. They've got usually a special coin with something on one side. It's not a heads and tails thing, but they still call it heads and tails. They're doing the call right now. And then as soon as we figure out who does what, we'll let you know. Here's the scene. Foothill is in their gray home uniforms, red numbers, black helmets. Chico is in all white, red numbers, red helmets. They're in for a really good challenge with Foothill tonight, I think, especially missing that running back that is their key player. He's the best running back in the league right now, and that's going to be tough for them.
It is. Now, they're using their quarterback is a senior, Creed Smith. He's a left-handed thrower. He's very fast on the delivery. He's got a bullet there when he throws that.
There's the call right there. Foothill has won the toss and have elected to receive.
So we're going to get to see the very quick Foothill offense right off the bat. Last week, we got to see Foothill play. They were at Shasta. Very good game, and I think we made a big point out of stressing the two defenses that we saw on the field.
You know, one of the things that I talked about with Coach Brown earlier, and, you know, I haven't seen all the games of Shasta, but we've done three of them, and then we listened to one on the radio, and other than Pleasant Valley, it has been Foothill has been the only team that has not worn out in the fourth quarter with that hurry-up offense. Their defense stayed with them all the way to the last tick.
They did, yes, literally. Because the last minute was when that last score happened. But what we saw last week, and we actually saw it in starting with the Shasta defense, and then Foothill went over to it, are these what I've referred to as roving linebackers. Now, it's interesting. Watching college football on Saturday, I noticed that a number of the college defenses are going over to the same thing. In other words, traditionally, we'll have four down linemen, and then we'll have four linebackers, and then we'll usually have two cornerback and then safety. Well, what's changed, and we'll see what happens here with Chico tonight, but they've gone to this moving the linebackers around, so you don't know where they are. Well, I think we're ready to go.
We are ready to go. There's the approach, kind of a squabbly, a little bit of a kick picked up on the middle line, and he drops it for just a second, picks it back up, only returns it about 7 yards, so that's where Foothill will begin tonight, first and 10 at their own 37.
Now, when we describe the Foothill offense, it's a spread offense. Quarterback is usually in the shotgun position. He'll have two receivers out on one side and two out on the other, usually four receivers, and they may bring a tight end into the mix, and then he may have one from the back behind him, which is like the configuration they have out there now.
Wide to their left are their two most dangerous guys, and that's Silas Miranda, and they're going to go pass to him right away down the sideline. It's out of bounds and complete. That one attended for Ryan Terrace. So Ryan Terrace and Silas Miranda both lined up on the far left, and they're going to the passing game to get this thing going.
Right, and what happens there is that they line up about 6 yards apart. They both go down, so the cornerback then is faced with picking one of them to cover. So he has to have the one of the other safeties come over and help. So same lineup there now.
On the other side, it's Carter Smith and Patrick Blake. This ball hands off right up the middle here, and that's enough for a first down just across midfield.
Up, that was a quick opener. They, Trent handed off, and he went right off of right guard. He had that opening. He got right to the linebacker, and once he gets the linebacker, he's gone, and that's what happened. He picked up a good gain.
So first drive and a first down just across midfield. They are into Chico territory right now. Got two wide receivers out to the left. There's the snap. Banner back to pass. He does it right over the middle. It's tipped and incomplete.
Now, what we're seeing in the Chico line is a massive line. In fact, if we look out there right now, we can see that one fellow at 6 foot five, he obviously stands out. That kid is big.
I was talking, I don't know, a member of a JV coaching staff or something. He said, you know what, you look at that guy who's like 325 pounds, and when he sweats, you smell beef. I've never heard that put that way before.
That's a good. That's
but
a good
that was I laughed and I got a good thing out of it. So I told him I was going to use that on the radio, and he said, "Fine, okay." He's got it set, man in motion, and that's a handoff over to the left hand side. That is looks like it might be Patrick Blake. It is Patrick Blake running the ball. He's down to about the 42 yard line. Not quite enough for a first down. It'll be about third down and two.
So now there was a good example. In fact, number 58, 54, both on Chico, the big guys up front. They're coming over to cover. And what happened was that when Patrick made the move to the left, he saw the big guys coming to the left. He cut back to the right, so back towards the center field, and got about another 6 or 7 yards.
There's the snap. Banner takes it, pitches it out to the right-hand side. That looks like Silas Miranda. He picked up a couple. Not quite sure if it's enough for a first down. We'll find out where they mark it. Oh, did you see that? Chico guy picked up the ball and backed it up a yard. That's not enough for a first down. It'll be fourth and about one.
But now what happened there? Trent went up over. He was actually up as a T quarterback on that one. So, again, changing the offensive set, which has got to throw off the defense.
Ball on the right hash mark. One receiver out to the left. Man in motion coming our way. That's from right to left. There's the snap. Banner takes it. Looks over to the left-hand side. He's got a guy. Good concentration and a reception there for a first down.
Now, we're going to see what's going to happen here as this quarter goes on. But Chico is now putting six guys up on that line to rush.
Silas Miranda on the reception there, and another first down for Foothill. They're driving down, getting close to the red zone.
Yeah.
Ball exactly on the 30-yard line.
And Trent had to let go of that ball very quickly because he had six linemen charging down on him.
10 minutes left to play in the first period. No score here at Foothill, and there's the snap. Banner back to pass. There's a whistle. They'll shut it down right there. Flag on the play.
We'll watch what Coach Brown does here, but right now
he'll be offsides there.
He does not have enough blockers, and so the two defensive ends are getting to Trent very quickly. They haven't stopped him yet, but they're charging at him.
Foothill will get a free 5 yards out of the deal, so it'll be first and five, ball at the 25-yard line. Foothill is moving from our right to our left. And they waste no time getting up on that ball. Trent Banners takes the snap, drops back two steps, looks around, nowhere to go. Now he hangs onto it and runs up the middle. He's at the 20, 15, and down to about the 14-yard line. Nice run by Trent Banner.
We've said he's quite a great athlete. He's gifted, and there was a good example of that. The line actually ran past him, and he saw the opening, and off he went for 10 yards or 12 yards, I guess.
Smart move. I mean, that kid's so versatile. He can run, he can pass, he can do pretty much all of it. Silas Miranda now back in the game. He's number two. They, again, bring in the plays from the sidelines each and every time. They don't script out a bunch of things and go that way like some of them do. You'll see those professionals with a whole arm piece with the plays written on them, and they plan them out. Two receivers to the left, two wide to the right. One man in the backfield, one man in motion. He hands it off to Miranda over the right hand. He's got nowhere to go. He gets up right up to the line of scrimmage before he's brought down.
Yeah, and what Chico is doing on that is that they're having that cornerback come in, hold his position, causing the runner to cut inside of him, and that's where the linebackers come up and help. Foothill's coming up with four offensive linemen and a tight end.
They've got two split wide to each side. Back to pass goes Banner, and he throws down into the end zone. Ryan Karras, and that looks like he may have caught that ball. That's a touchdown, Foothill.
This Ryan amazes us. I mean, talk about good hands.
The best part about Ryan Karras is the kid is tall, and he can jump. So it makes him almost like 10 feet tall.
And he has such good hands. If he gets his hands on it, he's got the ball.
He brought it down that time. 6 points for the Foothill Cougars, starting this game off in fine fashion. They'll get set up for the extra point. They'll go for the kick. That'll be a one-point deal right there. Already, so first blood struck by Foothill Cougars. Here comes the snap, the placement. It's down. There's the kick. It's up. And it is good, and with 9:02 left in the first, it's Foothill 7, Chico nothing. We'll take 60 seconds and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Kyle DeFore here from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. We'd like to welcome all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store on Veterans Day, November 11th, as our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. And be sure to come out Friday, November 6th, when KCNR 1460's own Carl and Linda Bott will be broadcasting live from Mighty Fine 7 to 9 a.m. Mighty Fine Foods is locally owned and operated, located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended. Beauty doesn't have to be thirsty. Rethink your garden. Talk with plant experts and shop for drought-tolerant plants, California natives, and hard-to-find perennials. Members save 30% and non-members save 20% through November 14th. The Turtle Bay Nursery is open Fridays and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you miss the official sale, you can still take advantage of these great prices at the perfect time of year to plant. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
There's our kickoff. We are back here at Foothill. And the Chico guy, number 5, the return, Kelly Jackson. He brings it out to just over the 25-yard line. They'll mark it at right about the 27, and we'll see what Chico's got.
As we mentioned in the pregame show, they use a mini huddle. So part of the team goes into a huddle. The wide receivers and the wideouts don't huddle. And then they call it, and they move to the line. They've got a big offensive line. Their big game has been running, so we'll see what happens.
Creed Smith, the quarterback for Chico, and he is in the shotgun formation. Got two guys wide to the left. He hands it off over to the left-hand side. He fakes it, and then he keeps it himself and runs over to the right. He's across the 30 to the 35 before he's ran out of bounds at about the 37.
That was a good run. He's got some speed there. We're going to see this again. He made a beautiful handoff or handoff fake.
He faked me out.
He faked us both out, and then he came around the right end and made a good game. They have some big guys up on that line, 240 pounds, offensive lineman for Chico.
Same, their formation looks pretty much identical to what Foothill's running. Two guys split wide to the left, two out to the right. There is the handoff right up the middle to a huge dude, number 20. He's the ball carrier, and that is D.J. Miller, who takes it across the 40 and a first down for Chico.
Now, he's the one that they're calling in to replace the injured Cameron Alfaro. And the coach mentioned he's a good runner, and he's going to be seeing a lot of action tonight.
6 foot, 210 pounds, so he's got some quickness. He looks a lot bigger than that from our vantage point. Wide to the right is Cliff Jackson. Same formation, two out to the left, two to the right. He fakes the handoff up the middle, hangs on to it, and he runs it himself up the middle, and he'll gain about 6 yards on the play. Nice job, Creed Smith.
Yeah, we're seeing some very good moves on his part. He got the ball, faked one way, looked the other way, and off he went up the center. So there's a good move on his part. Now, the Chico team is a very loosely structured right now, getting their play from the sideline. Kind of like a mini huddle that kind of spread out all over. They get the
you know
play.
That mini huddle is one of the weirdest things I've seen with the four receivers already out. We'll talk about that here in a second. Here comes the snap. Chico up on the ball. They got a man in motion from the left to the right. Snap goes to Creed Smith, left-hander, throws it out to the right flat. He's got a guy across midfield, and he is thrown out of bounds at about the 49.
A fast receiver there. Nice delivery. Creed has very quick delivery. He throws like it's. I think he's. Yes, he's the one that's one of the starting pitchers for the baseball team. You can see that.
They've got some athletes out here.
Left-handed, so he really can get that ball moving.
Kemar McMillan, who was the receiver on that one. Now ball up at midfield, third down and about 3 for the Panthers. Smith takes the snap, hands it off right up to middle to the big guy. That is Miller, and he picks up enough for the first down and takes it down to about the 46.
So what the defense of Foothill is going to have to do now, with if that running game continues, is they're going to have to move those linebackers. They're pretty spread out now. He's going to have to move them and get a little more support in the middle.
D.J. Miller is the guy in the backfield. We're going to key on him. He's number 20. He's the only guy in the backfield with Creed Smith. Two receivers to the left, two wide out to the right. Four down linemen for the Cougars and four linebackers. A couple of safeties. Seems to be a little bit of confusion right now, but Creed Smith has got his ball club up on the ball. He's back to pass, takes the snap, and he's brought down at the 45. Sacked him for a huge loss.
And what Chico didn't expect there was that they had the four down linemen on Foothill's part. but they forgot all about the cornerback on the right side of the defensive setup for Foothill, and no one touched him.
Mr. Brian Harvey on the sack.
And he's a running back, so you know he's fast.
He is quick.
And he just literally outran Creed Smith, the quarterback.
It'll be second and about 18 yards to go for the first down. Chico's got the receivers, two to the right, two to the left. DJ Miller in the backfield. They're looking to pass, you'd think, at this fight. DJ Miller back to pass. He's got three guys on him, and he goes down again at the 38.
That's that defensive movement on the Foothill. They've already shifted around. They're finding the holes in that offensive line, and they're moving through them. The defensive set in the for the passers for Foothill is that when Chico puts two receivers out on the right, then two cornerbacks come over to cover. So it's man-on-man, and then they have a safety backing him up for that longer pass, and they're doing that on both sides.
Third down, 24 yards to go. 5:46 left to play. Smith back to pass. He's got nobody around, and he's got coverage on him, and he hangs onto the ball, and he finally runs it out of bounds just across the 40. It's going to be a fourth down and a punting situation for the Chico Panthers. So standing tall early on this game, Foothill Cougars doing a great job.
They really are, and that secondary, what they're doing is that they're keeping that roving safety. So when the safety sees which way the play is going, he moves in that direction. And it really removes the threat of that long pass, and that's what's happened. The quarterback's had to scramble.
That's Ryan Terrace back there to receive the punt, standing at his own 30-yard line. Chico lined up on the ball. There's the snap. There's the kick. No fake, nothing like that. No run to the side like we saw a lot in Shasta. Ryan Terrace calls for a fair catch, and that's where he will take care of business. At about the 28-yard line, it'll be first and 10 Foothill. So Foothill has set the tempo already, and that's the best way to go in any game is taking on your opening drive and putting 7 points on the
right
board.
And then I think what we didn't know what to expect was, could they shut down this running game of Chico? And they did. And I'm trying to figure out how he changed that defensive set. But they're ready to go now with their offense.
Jeffrey Anderson is that down lineman number 58. He is 6'5", 325 pounds. And he's a big boy. And there's a play right there. A pass thrown to the outside left flat that is incomplete, intended for Ryan Terrace.
You know what we've noticed there, again, this defensive line, there goes big number 58, 6'5", 300 pounds.
Look
plus
at him move.
He certainly looks college.
He does.
He's a big kid. But anyway, what Chico's going to find here, they're going to have to, these linemen are going to be moving fast. They're going to wear out with this fast offense of Foothill.
All right, Foothill up on the ball right now. Trent Banner fakes the quick pass, hands it off to the backfield. There's a fumble on the plate right there. Way behind the line of scrimmage. We'll see who's got it. Chico's indicating that they have it. We'll find out for sure here in just 1 second. Looks like it's going to be a second down, so that'll be a big loss for Foothill.
And what happened there? I think it was a busted play. They missed the handoff, and by the time they got the handoff, the linemen were in the backfield. Now, again, that Chico line is big, so you're going to have to
huge
put some beef up on them to stop them, and that time they just got through, and they're using four down linemen, so they're coming at you.
Banner back to pass, got nowhere to go. He throws it over to the flat, and that's incomplete right about the 20-yard line. Pass intended for Silas Miranda.
And when we're able to see what's happening on that defensive line from our vantage point here, and what happened right there was that the defensive end made one move to the inside on the Foothill, which would have been the tight end, made a move to the inside, got the tight end to move to the inside, went right around, he was right on the quarterback. A beautiful defensive move on his part.
So this is going to be fourth down and a long way to go. Fourth and 18 for the Cougars. That'll put them in a punting position. They will punt from right about their 5-yard line, or at least that's where the punter will get the snap from. Ball's up at the 15, maybe just across the 15. Fourth down punting situation. Foothill Cougars grab the ball. Nice kick. It goes out just across midfield. Chico gets totally away from it. It takes a Cougar bounce and rolls down to the 35-yard line. So now Chico will have another shot at it. 4:34 left to play. Foothill leads 7-0 here. Foothill High School, great place for a football game. They got their lights on over at the baseball park, and that baseball park is a nice field.
Well, we're I think going to be in for another defensive show here, because what we saw there was that they made some changes on the Chico defense, and they did look strong. And remember, last week's game was a defensive struggle.
All the way. Okay, so Creed Smith set to take his Chico Panthers down the field. He's got a man in motion from his left to his right. He pitches it to him, hands off to him over to the right-hand side. He gets across the line of scrimmage up to just across the 40-yard line, and that was number 8, Kemar McMillan, the ball carrier.
That was a nice play. That was a typical man in motion, a nice clean handoff. He had enough speed going. He just moved around that end. He's fast enough, and it was a nicely run play for, 8 yards.
Second down and 3 for the Panthers. They're moving from our left to our right. The band plays on, and Creed Smith got his work cut out for him. He immediately takes it, rolls out to his left-hand side. He's got nowhere to go. Now he's dodging people, and he goes down back at the original line of scrimmage.
We're seeing, again, what we saw last week and we've seen all season. With the Foothill has a very fast defensive set. They're not terribly large, but they can move very quickly. And so when you get on the outside, it's a foot race.
Defensive game, Ron, you called it already, and that's what it's been so far, other than the opening drive by Foothill, which was very impressive. It's all about the defense right now, and both ball clubs look really strong on defense. You know, and as we talked about last week, sometimes it takes you midway through the first quarter to just to get your bearings, just to get your head in the game and just get in tune with what's going on.
Exactly.
Right now, here we go. Creed Smith. It'll be 3rd and 11. And there is a whistle and a flag on the play.
So what that defensive set, Foothill has changed their defensive set. They've gone to 3 down linemen, right behind the 3 down linemen are 3 linebackers. And they're back about 4 yards. Then on each side, on the left and right side of the 3 linebackers, there are 2 cornerbacks. So you have a 3-5 configuration. Then with 3 safeties with a deep safety. It's a really unique formation that Coach Brown has put into place there.
That was a delay, a game call. So that'll back them up an additional 5. It'll be 3rd down and about 16 to go. 3 receivers to the right. Creed Smith drops straight back, and he throws long, way downfield, and he's got a guy, and it's right on the edge, and we'll see if it was inbounds or not. Referee is calling it complete, all the way down at the 26-yard line.
Well, that was a beautiful play, too.
That was a 40-yard toss.
Really, he just let that baby go, and he had that runner, offensive, I think he was the left side flanker there.
He had him beat, and as a matter of fact, the receiver had to stop and come back to get to the ball.
Yeah, he just flat out ran his defender.
So 1st and 10, and Creed Smith has got his team in a very good position right now. He'll hand it off the middle to DJ Miller, and he is hammered right away. They'll lose 2 yards on that play.
Now, we mentioned a few moments ago when DJ ran that he got through for 5 or 6 yards, and the change on the defensive set with Foothill has helped to prevent that play from happening again, and they stopped it because they only now have 3 down linemen and they have 3 linebackers right behind them. So the offensive line is getting the defensive line, leaving those linebackers open.
It's a great strategy, and Creed Smith is set to go, and they're showing blitz right now with 2 linebackers threatening up on the line. They do not blitz. Smith hangs onto it and runs it right up the middle, and he'll gain a couple, but nowhere near a 1st down. Ball at about the 24-yard line.
You know, I think what we're seeing in these games, and we saw it last week, we're seeing it again, is the strategy is changing from play to play.
It is. You're absolutely right about that. 2:42 left to play. Foothill leads 7-0. Great night for football here at Foothill, and loving this.
Isn't that mini huddle unusual? They have 5 or 6 guys in a huddle, and the rest are just kind of standing around.
You know, next to Paradise, who hopped to it, you know, they hopped up on the line, which is weird. That is a little bit different. There's the snap to Smith. He passes it right over the middle. He's got a guy wide open. Nobody touched him. He's down to the 10, 5, headed for the end zone, and he'll get across, and that'll be a touchdown, Chico.
It was a modified screen play, I think, if you could call it that, because he allowed the lineman to get into him. And then there was that offensive back waiting for the pass. Beautifully executed.
Made it look easy on that one, didn't he? So that makes it interesting all of a sudden here in the first quarter. 2:09 left to play. Extra point lined up. There's the snap. The placement looked like somebody got a little hand on it, and it is no good. So with 2:09 left to play in the first period, 7-6 Foothill. We'll take 60 seconds and be right back at KCNR.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here at Foothill High School, kickoff just underway, and one of the short backs received it and brought it up about 7 yards, 8 yards for a return. Foothill will have the ball at their own 37-yard line, moving from our right to our left, and it's 1st and 10. Trent Banner with split wide. Silas Miranda fixed going in motion. They hand it off right up the middle. That might be Murray. We'll see for sure. He gains just maybe 2 or 3 on the play. Ball up to the 39.
I think what we're seeing, though, with that Chico line, it's going to be hard to run against that the middle of that line with that size they have in there. And so what Chico is doing on defense, they have 4 down linemen. Then right behind them they have kind of an informal 3 set linebackers and then 2 corners.
Got Chris Murray in the backfield again this week, and a quick pass over to the right-hand side. That's complete over the right-hand side. Excellent coverage and no gain, even though it was a reception. Ryan Terrace on the play. He's the receiver there. I'm surprised I've not heard or not mentioned Patrick Blake yet.
Not
tonight.
Well, Trent is he's under a lot of pressure. They're rushing him, and he doesn't have a lot of time to set up there, so he has to be fast delivery.
Three receivers to the right. He throws one right over the middle. Same play that Chico just scored on, and he gains about 3 yards on the play, if that. Ball across the 40 at the 42.
And what he does, what Trent has to do is get that ball and immediately throw it, because they're charging him, and they're slowing down Foothill with that defensive line.
So it'll be a 4th down and punting situation for the Foothill Cougars. Back to receive the punt, Kimar McMillan. He stands at his own 21-yard line. There's the snap. It's a short hop bounce. Good kick. Just barely got it off. Takes a little bit of a bounce right there. McMillan will stay away from it. It'll take a Foothill roll, and it'll go down to about the 16-yard line, and that's where Chico will go to work.
So I think we're in for both a good offensive show here based on both teams scoring literally almost with their first possession. Certainly Foothill scored with their first possession. But Chico came right back. Offensive show there was very impressive. And now we're back to a defensive contest as far as Foothill is concerned, and they're using 3 down linemen, then they're putting 3 linebackers, and then they have 2 cornerbacks kind of behind them, and then 2 safeties.
Creed Smith set to take the snap right there, ball in the right hash mark. Chico moving from our left to our right. He hands it up to the middle to DJ Miller. He picks up about 2 or 3 before he's brought down at the 20-yard line.
Now that's where that 3-3 set works, because if the offensive linemen get the 3 down linemen of the defense, then you have 3 linebackers right behind them. So that worked for Foothill in that play. Stopped into about a 4 foot or 4 yard gain there. Looks like pretty close to 4 yards, wasn't it?
Right about that. There's Jackson Cisneros. We talked about him a little bit earlier. He's on the front. He's right on the track. He was involved in a vehicle accident on his way to school one day this week, totaled his truck, and he's very lucky that he got out with just damage to his left ankle.
Very good defensive back.
He's a key player, too, linebacker here. You know, we mentioned his name a couple of times in the game last week. Looks like the first quarter has ran out. They'll switch sides, 7-3, or make that 7-6 Foothill. Let's take a 30-second timeout and come right back here at KCNR. 30-second.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football teams. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teams safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State Football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here at Foothill High School as we get the second quarter underway. And the first play from scrimmage is a flag on the play. It'd be false start. False start. And they'll back the Chico Panthers up. It'll be first and 15 now. Creed Smith got a whole lot of yardage in front of him. He's got two guys in the backfield this time with him. Two receivers wide to the left, one wide to the right. And there's another penalty coming up right now.
You know, this is really, it's hard to analyze what offensive set they're going to come out in. Because they're just kind of, to create a picture here, there's about six of them in this mini huddle. And then the other five of them are just kind of standing around. And they don't move into position, so your defense doesn't really know what kind of an offensive set you're going to have.
That's a second false start in a row for the Chico Panthers, and they need to sort it out. They'll call a timeout. We'll stay with you here because we don't want to miss anything at all. So coach is out on the field, and he's giving them their instructions. And you know what? One of the worst penalties you can have is a false start.
Right.
Because you have to know what the count is. Sometimes they do a quick count, but it's proven in the last couple of plays to confuse themselves. So they'll put it back together. Timeout is over. Both teams back up on the ball. It'll be third down and about 18 yards to go for the first. Creed Smith got his work cut out for him. They're back inside the 10-yard line or right on the 10-yard line. There's the snap. Smith rolls out to his left-hand side. He's looking deep, and he's got nobody, and he goes down inside the five. Another sack for the Cougars.
Okay, now we were able to follow the defensive set on that. And, again, that's part of the problem with both teams. They're trying to figure out from the offensive point of view what the defensive set is doing because they're moving. And in that case, it was a beautiful defensive end on the right side of Foothill that stopped that play because he went in 5 yards and held his position. So when the runner went around to his side, there was no place to go.
If Foothill can hold them to minimal yardage on this play, they'll be punting deep from their own end zone. We'll get there in a second. They hand it off to Miller right up the middle just to get some running room. He's up to about the 9-yard line right now. Nowhere near enough, and this is the situation I was just talking about. They're going to be kicking inside their own end zone at fourth down. 24 yards to go for the first. So they're hoping for a really good kick right now.
You know, we talk about penalties and how they can change the nature of a game.
Yes.
Look there, two penalties, and look where they are. They weren't able to advance the ball at all.
They're punting right from their own goal line. They get right across the one. Not too bad of a kick. It goes out to a 40, 45. That's picked up. And I didn't see the fair catch, but it looks like that's what they called Silas, or make that Ryan Terrace. I didn't see him wave his arm right there.
I missed it, too, but obviously when he got the ball, he didn't make a move as if he was going to run.
Great field position for the Foothill Cougars right now. The ball is at the 43-yard line of Chico. Great field position for Foothill. Got Chris Murray back in the game, and there's a flag and a penalty on the play. That's going to be an offsides call against Chico.
And what Chico is doing on defense, now they're making their set pretty obvious to Trent Banner, the quarterback. They come out in a four-down lineman, and then they have two of the cornerbacks move up to the line, so they're actually rushing six players.
Banner right up on the ball over center, first time ever. Chris Murray gets the call. He goes right over left tackle, and he's close to another Foothill first down, down at about the 33-yard line.
And what we got to see there was just good running. He picked his holes. You notice that?
That'll be a first down, Foothill.
He's a very, very good runner, and he saw the hole and moved to the right, then back to the left, then off to the right.
Chris Murray was a game-time decision last week, and he never got put in. He was nursing a minor injury, but he's back here tonight and looking good. Banner up over the ball again, something uncharacteristic, but he fades back to pass. Throws a deep downfield, and it's overthrown, but not by much. Silas Miranda, the intended receiver at the goal line, incomplete.
He was open. He had about two steps on the defender.
If his arms were about 2 inches longer, that would have been 6 points right there.
Beautiful play. Beautifully executed. And Trent got rid of that. He was under some pressure, but got rid of that quickly.
So that was really weird to see him up over center the way he was, because mm-hmm. that's not how they run their offense.
Right.
He'll be back in the shotgun formation this time. Banner standing at the 35, takes a snap, looks right over the middle. Now he's thinking about hanging on to it, rolling out to the right-hand side. He's got nowhere to go. Now he's got a guy right over the middle, and he is... completed his pass right down there to the 17-yard line.
Boy, now that shows the athleticism of Trent. He was moving to the right, looked like he was going to run with it. He saw his receiver open and got an extra 10 yards. A beautiful pass on the run.
Carter Smith on the reception there.
Very well done by Trent. He, like here again, running and then did not break a step and got his receiver right on target.
10 minutes left to play in the first half. Timeout Foothills, 7-6 is the score. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be right back at KCNR.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by...
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
All right, back here at Foothill High School. Ron and I sitting here making some off-mic predictions just based on what we've seen so far. It's kind of a fun thing that we do. We're ready to go back to it. Trent Banner has got his team up on the ball right now. He's in the shotgun formation, drops back two steps. He's got a guy down near the five. That is complete right down to the goal line. It'll be first and 10, Foothill.
Wide receiver right down the sideline, came across 10 yards down, cut into the field, down and in. And Trent saw him, fast delivery, beautiful pass.
Ryan Terrace on the reception.
His hands look so good when he sees that ball coming.
It'll be first and goal with 9:48 left to play in the first half. Cougars looking really tough tonight.
Trent's passing game, what is that? He's had, what, two incompletes and four completions, I think, so far?
Yep, he's sharp. He's on his game here tonight. He'll line it up again from the shotgun, and he hands it off right up the middle to Chris Murray. Chris Murray hits a couple of Panthers, and he is driven back, but he makes it out to the one-yard line before they set him back a few.
He's so quick. His moves are, his cuts are as quick as anybody you'll see in the league. And it's hard, but he's not very big. He's about 5'7", weighs in about 165, I think it is. And but he's so quick. Chris Murray.
Ball is on the one-inch line, and Banner is up over center for the third or fourth time here tonight. Got a guy in motion, leaning to the left pitch. He pitches it to Murray, and Murray goes across the goal line. Touchdown, Foothill.
And a flag on the play. So we'll see what happens. That was a beautiful pitch out. Chris had his speed, just made the cut right across the goal line.
It's going to be a personal foul against the Panthers, so that score will count.
And Foothill Band strikes up their school fight song, which I think is Michigan State or Michigan, one of those universities.
I know, I love it. Okay, so it was a personal foul call, so that score will be good, and they're set up for the extra point right now. Foothill up on the ball, set to take the snap. There it is. It's placed. It's down. It's up, and it is good. So with 8:47 left to play, it's Foothill 14, Chico 6. We take 30 seconds, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Construction has begun. The Turtle Bay Exploration Park campus is going through major and exciting upgrades right now with the construction of the Sheraton Reading at the Sundial Bridge. What does that mean for our guests? A whole lot of changes for parking, traffic flow, and events for the coming months as we prepare to open Reading's first four-star hotel. Find the most up-to-date information about construction and the hotel project at turtlebay.org/hotel. Plus follow Turtle Bay on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for photos and videos during the construction process. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful?
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here at Foothill High School, we are in the first half, second quarter with 8:47 left to play. Foothill leads 14-6. Foothill looking very impressive on both offense and defense. It seems to me, just initial thought process based on what I'm seeing out there, Chico does not have their running game at all. They're relying on the pass.
Well, I think when you lose a leading rusher in the league, you're hurting. But the fact of the matter is, they do have some pretty good size backs still running with the ball. So it's they haven't shut it down completely. What we're seeing from Chico is a very effective passer, though.
Kemar McMillan is back deep to receive the kickoff. They'll assess that penalty on this kickoff, and they'll kick from their 45-yard line of the Panthers, and they'll kick that all the way into the end zone, and that'll be a touchback, and they'll bring it out to the 20.
So the size difference so far has not been a factor in the game.
That is correct.
I think the speed of Foothill on their defense has been a factor. And I think, of course, Trent and his running backs are obviously have been a factor.
We talked about these playoff points, they call them, that we got the Division II and Division III. That'll all change after tonight's activity. We'll tell you in a second how you can follow that. There's the snap to Creed Smith. He hands it off to DJ Miller over to the left-hand side. He's across the 20 and down to the 26 before he's run out of bounds.
That was a pretty straightforward handoff and a round left in. He's a big kid that's running with the DJ. He's a big back, so he's in pretty good fast guy, so he's hard to bring down.
Ron, you know about a little bit about the playoff picture. It changes so much in different divisions and sections and stuff over the years. And every year it seems like there's a little bit of a change. You can get that information at nscif.org. There's the snap. Hand off to Miller over to the right-hand side, off tackle. He's up with plenty enough for the first down and up near the 40.
That was off of right tackle. And, boy, he had plenty of running room. There's something broke down on the defensive set on the left side there for Foothill. Because no one got near him for about 10 yards.
That's the best run of the night for DJ Miller, and he's the guy who got the call and has stepped in when their leading running back was not available due to injury. Two guys in the backfield. Creed takes the snap, hands it off again over to Miller over the right-hand side. He'll gain about 4, maybe 5.
So far, I think he's been the running workhorse of the team, and he's getting his blockers in front of him, and the linebacker, the second line of defense for Foothill, they've been good on coming up to stop that run, but they've missed these last two plays.
7:27 left to play in the first half. It's Foothill 14-6 over Chico, a game that has a lot of meaning. I mean, there are several games around the league that have some meaning tonight. PV, of course, they're playing, I think, in Red Bluff. I think we mentioned that a little bit earlier. But what happens here tonight is probably the most telling game of what could possibly happen as we move on into the playoff situations. So Chico's got two guys wide out to the left, one guy way wide out to the right-hand side, and Creed Smith takes the snap, looks right over the middle. He's got a guy, and he drops the ball. That's McMillan. He was wide open. The pass was a little bit low, and that's incomplete.
Yeah, he was wide open on that one. He'll hear about that one. Yeah, when you talk about the playoffs, you know, the scenario is that Chico has 6 wins and 2 losses. Foothill is 4-4. There they go.
Here we go. Snap is taken by Smith. He hands it over to the left-hand side. Sweep to the outside. That is Miller. He's across the 45, maybe up to the 47. Still not enough for a first down, and it'll be a fourth down for Chico.
So anyway, what we were saying there is that Chico has 6 wins, Foothill has 4. So tonight, if this turns around and goes the other direction, we will see it'll then be a 5-win for Foothill, which is critical for the playoffs.
Here we go. Creed Smith got his team up on the ball right now. Here comes the snap. Foothill showing blitz. And now Creed Smith has to change his call, makes an audible right there. And he's running out of time. He needs to take that snap. There it is. Quick pass out to the right-hand side, and that is incomplete, intended for McMillan.
So they'll take over. Good field position. Probably not a good call on the part of Chico on that one.
You got to kick that.
Yeah, you do.
You got to kick position. That. Anytime you're in your own territory, you would think that you got to kick. It's still really early in the game, and that coach's decision right there could have bearing on the end of this game
it
in the
could,
fourth
because,
quarter.
And what that play was, he had a wide receiver out to the right that was covered by one of the cornerbacks. And so it was a one-on-one. And even if he'd caught the ball, it would have been tackled immediately.
So Trent Banner doing is a lot different. He's up on the ball a lot. He throws it way downfield to the right-hand side. And he had a guy, but it was overthrown, and that ball is incomplete.
But Trent had more time that time than he's had in any other play. So obviously the offensive linemen are getting the word that they've got to figure out how to block those big Chico linemen coming in.
That ball intended for Patrick Blake. That's the first time we've seen him get in this game at all. I mean, he's been in the game. He just hasn't had any carries or anything happening. So he'll still line up over on the right-hand side. Trent Banner in the shotgun formation as always. And once again, Patrick Blake, he's the intended receiver again. And that ball is tipped and blocked at the line of scrimmage. Incomplete.
And what happened there? We saw this happen a few plays ago. The left end, defensive end, is literally not being defended, not being blocked, and so he's running right around there. He got right in Trent's face.
I think Patrick Blake is seeing something, and he's telling the quarter of the Trent Banner, "Hey, listen, I can beat this guy. I can get off the line and get to him." Banner in the shotgun formation, quick over right over the middle. That goes to Chris Murray. He's hit immediately at midfield and brought down to about the 45-yard line. That'll be a loss for Foothill.
These are well-designed plays. They're just not working because that defense of Chico is tough.
They're adjusting.
They are adjusting very well.
Okay, so fourth down for Foothill, and they'll go into a punting situation. That looks like Patrick Blake back to punt. Back at his own 25-yard line is number 11. That'll be Cliff Jackson back to take the punt. Nice kick by Blake, and that goes way over the head of the intended, get it? And he's going to stay away from it, and it takes a great Foothill bounce and goes all the way down inside the 5.
Very good call on the part of that Foothill lineman. Running back, or whoever was down there, he made some fast speed down there to get that. We have 5 minutes and 23 seconds left in the half. This is a fun game.
I was surprised that Cliff Jackson stayed so close to that ball. You know, a football is an odd-shaped thing. And it could take a bounce, hit you up in the leg, you can't catch it, and now it's a live ball. I got lucky on that one. And it'll start way down. I think the ball's inside the 5-yard line, first and 10, 5:23 left to play. Handoff goes up the middle right there. They maybe gain about 2 on the play. It'll be second down.
Foothill staying in their 3-3 configuration on defense, 3 down, and then right behind them, 3 linebackers. And then you have 2 corners that kind of bring up they're offset by the offensive ends, and then you have the safeties.
Creed Smith needs a little operating room right now. He'll take the snap right there. He'll look to pass. Looks right over the middle. He flanks out to the left-hand side. He's got a guy wide open. That's complete up to the 20. Now to the 25 before he's brought down at about the 28-yard line. And once again, that was McMillan on the reception.
McMillan is another back that is replacing their leading rusher. And he's able to get open. He goes out on the left side there, and nobody was with him. That was a breakdown of the cornerback on Foothill's part.
So back to it. Handoff over to the right-hand side. That will go to the stand-in back, DJ Miller, and he picks up about 8 yards on the play. It'll be second and 2.
So what Chico's doing is they're changing their game plan a little bit, mixing up the plays a little more, throwing off that defense because they're running to the right, then to the left, back and forth, and then they're doing the passing.
Short, weird huddle. They're right back out of it, and Creed Smith now takes the snap, hands it off again to Miller, or right up the middle, or off tackle just to the left-hand side. That'll be close to the first down, depending on where they mark it. And they're going to mark it back a little bit. I don't think that's enough for the first down.
Doesn't look like it. Miller makes starts off to his running to the left, and then makes a cut back to the right, back towards the center of the line. He's a good runner.
The third down and one for the Panthers. Creed Smith takes the snap, hands it off to Miller, fakes the handoff, and he hangs on to himself, and that was a mistake because he gets brought down for about a 6-yard loss.
And again, if you aren't fast with that on that offensive handoff and the line and the movement to the line with that fast defensive line of Foothill, you can't wait because you'll get stopped, and that's exactly what happened.
So, same situation as before, and they will kick it away. And Ryan Terrace back at his own 35, set to return this punt. There's the snap. There's the kick. Not that great of a kick, but it'll bounce at the 44 and roll itself right out of bounds at the 43-yard line, and that's where Foothill will take over.
So we're seeing we've had four exchanges now, three and out type thing. I mean, it's a defensive struggle. But Foothill has been they've been executing some good offensive plays that have worked. A couple of them have done very well to score. But they've got a tough defense here with Chico.
Okay, Banner hands it off to Murray, and Murray kicks it back to one of the other players. That was one of those double reverses that totally failed miserably, and they lost it about 12 yards on the play.
And what happened there was that, here again, Chico's using six linemen. So one of them just came through the line and just stayed right where he was, and Chris ran right into him.
That was one of those trick plays that I've not seen Foothill do at all this year, a double reverse. He used to work great when I was playing, but not so much now because they key on those players. Banner now takes the snap. He's back to pass. He looks over to the right-hand side. He's got Patrick Blake in the game. And Blake receives it up to about the 46-yard line. That was a big gain. Across the original line of scrimmage by about 3, maybe 4, and they'll have about 6 yards to go for a first down. Third and six.
You know, I'm sure Coach Brown sees this, and they'll certainly see it at the halftime, but their quick outs are working very, very nicely because Trent doesn't have a lot of time to pass, so he gets that guy about 5, 6 yards beyond the line of scrimmage and passes to him, and it works.
Trent Banner takes a snap. It's a low snap with the shoestrings. A quick pass over to the right-hand side, and he's got that is looks like Patrick Blake with another reception, yeah. And enough for another first down for Foothill.
What Patrick is doing is lining up as a wide receiver. He goes about 5 yards, cuts to the outside, and he's open. Perfect timing. It's like those guys have practiced all summer on that play.
Patrick Blake now getting heavy into the game right now. Who's your fan club walking by out there?
Granddaughter.
Your granddaughter. Nice.
My granddaughter's here. She had to come up and say hi.
Wonderful. Okay, right up over center is Banner, and he hands it off to Chris Murray over to the right-hand side. He's hit a couple of times. He's still on his feet, and he is dragging them all downfield, just down to about the 39-yard line. Not a bad gain for getting beat up.
You know, like I mentioned earlier, he's not that big. He's about 5'8", weighs in about 155, 160, but he runs like a much bigger runner.
Flag on the play there. We'll get the call here right now. It's like looks like it's going to be a face mask against the Chico Panthers.
So that's the third penalty that's cost them at a critical time. Because Foothill's in a position right now with 147. They could score again.
Okay, so they'll have to move the chains on that. That's going to give Foothill an automatic first down. Chain Gang is on the move. 147 left to play in the first half. Foothill leads 14-6, and they're threatening in their own Chico territory. Back to Pasco's Banner. He looks downfield, way downfield, over to the left-hand side. And that is complete down inside the five.
So who's the receiver, Gary? Isn't that's Terrace, isn't it?
That's Ryan Terrace.
He is so good. That guy gets up in the air. His hands are phenomenal.
If that was the same play they ran when they scored the touchdown on the opening drive, and Ryan Terrace just jumps above those guys. He's got it.
The defender was all over him. What's going on here?
I don't know. They look like the first official called it complete. Now they're calling it incomplete. So they waved it off. Banner back to pass again over to the right-hand side, and he is in trouble, and he throws it downfield, and that's intercepted by Chico. He's on a return to 20, the 25, and he's brought out of bounds right now. Number four on the Chico. That's Creed Smith.
Well, not a good call on Trent's part. He should have held on to that. They had a defender of one step behind him. And
best thing to do in a situation like that is just run it out of bounds.
Run it out of bounds.
You know, you can take. I mean, he wouldn't have even had a loss on the play. May have gained one or two.
Bad call on his part, but after all, that's the only one he's made so far.
I'm sure the coach has already notified him. Just, you know, run it out of bounds is your best option right there. So that's what they did, or that's what they should have done. But now we have Chico moving from our right to our left with 1:23 left to play in the first half. The first and 10, ball on the 27. There's the snap. Handoff goes to DJ Miller over to the right-hand side. He's trying to get around the corner. He makes it, but not by much. He picks up four, maybe five on the play out to the 32.
You know, we mentioned a bad call on the part of Trent. But to create the picture here of what's going on, he has a defender one step behind him, about ready to get him. He sees his man open. He thinks, I can get that ball to him. And it's an instant decision. This didn't work out.
Creed Smith, he was the one that had the interception just a couple of moments ago. So he's playing on both sides of the ball. Double duty is what they call that. Here he is, set to take the snap for Chico. Does a kind of a shimmy fake over to one of his backs, throws it over to the right-hand side, and that looks like it is a complete and enough for a Chico first down.
That was a good play on Creed's part. He was pretty well tied up back there, and he got away. He's a left-handed thrower, as I mentioned. He's also a pitcher on the Chico baseball team, and he throws a fast ball, and boy, that got right in the hands of the receiver.
You know, there's so much historical stuff and really neat stuff that's going on. Of course, we talked about Mitch Barr winning that award, Teacher of the Year award in California. And then, you know, a lot of these players who, many of them have potential to go beyond the high school level. But what I'm getting at here is Greg Coker is one of the umpires here tonight. And he and I grew up playing ball together at Anderson.
Okay.
And we got a chance to stand on the field with him a little bit after, because a lot of people have come up to me and says, how come only one of the referees has the white hat? And I realize that we don't talk about the officials that much. The white hat essentially is the boss of the show.
Right.
And then they've got, you know, in college football, you'll see on the back of their shirt, it'll be a line judge and then a back judge and a side judge. They don't do any of that here. They essentially have the same jobs.
Right.
They just don't have those titles put on their uniforms. They're all the same. They're interchangeable because in the JV game, Coker was an umpire on one side of the field. On this game, he runs on the other side of the field and he runs the chain gang. So they mix it up a little bit. But the guy in the white hat is the boss.
Right.
He's the referee.
Right. And usually five on the field. And with the head one at the back behind Chico right now on their offensive set.
Creed Smith set to take the snap. He goes immediately back to pass, throws it right over the middle. He's got a guy. Complete at the 40 and up to the 50 across midfield. That'll be another first down for Chico and the ball down at the 46-yard line.
That was kind of a modified screen play.
It was.
Worked very nicely. The receiver got the ball, had about 10 yards before even an attacker got near him.
Cliff Jackson, and now what we're seeing now is a little bit of a hurry-up offense by Chico. Smith throws it way downfield, and that is tipped incomplete down at the 10. Nice defensive coverage by Foothill on that play.
You know, what they teach the secondary defenders in a typical defensive set is keep your eye on that ball. And that's exactly what that defender was doing. He was watching the ball the whole way and saw where it was going and got over there and knocked it down. Nice play on his part. Talking about the officials, one on each of the sidelines and then one back on the offensive side and then one back behind the defensive side.
Actually, there's two back on the defensive side. The one that's in the back of the offensive side is the white hat, the boss, the referee. Back to pass goes Smith. He looks, throws off balance, and had it right in his hands, and he dropped it at the 28, incomplete.
Yeah, on the defensive side, you have the fellow right up behind the linebackers, and then you have one back behind the secondary. And that's the five. And these officials are, they're paid to officiate the games, but almost all of them are teachers. A lot of them are coaches. And it's a great job for them. They treat it very seriously because many of these games are really relying on good, accurate decisions, and they can't just get out there and not do their job.
Third and 10 for Chico Panthers. Ball at the 47-yard line. Back to pass to Smith. He hangs on to it. Now it's going to be a quarterback keeper. He'll run over to the right-hand side. He's got enough for a first down. He's at the 30, and he's still moving, handling that ball like it's a loaf of bread. He doesn't even tuck it in, but he finally makes it down to the 25.
That was a good run on his part.
That is a scary way to carry that football. Didn't have it tucked at all. He was just holding on to it, palming the ball. So Chico now getting into close to the red zone. They're only about 5 yards away from it. Chains are moving. That'll be another first down for the Panthers.
And going back, we have 2 seconds left here. We'll wrap up with the official. You notice how they're moving with each play, too?
Yes.
So they have to be in pretty good condition.
They do.
Especially on these long passes, because they have to run literally along with the receivers.
You know, referees don't get enough credit for what they do. Umpires in baseball, officials, referees in basketball, especially those basketball referees, they're running the entire night. And you're right, they got to be in some kind of good shape.
And then once in a while, what you'll see, especially with the two defensive umpires, referees, they will be hit in the play.
Yeah, I've seen that before, too.
You know, one of the blockers backs into them. And, I mean, it's a fun game for them. And I don't hear any complaints from guys that I know that
you know
officiate
what?
Games.
You're right. And when those referees do get hit because they're in the action, they're considered part of the playing field. So they're not, like, interfering in anything. And I've seen them get run over. Creed Smith now set to take the snap. Ball at the 25. They're moving from our right to our left. He backs up about 7 yards, and now he's got nowhere to go. He looks over to the right-hand side, and that ball is intercepted by Foothill at the 10. He's up to the 20, up to the 25, now the 30, and he finally is brought down at the 33-yard line.
Boy, what a beautiful interception that was. Again, he had his eye on the ball from the time it left the quarterback's...
Patrick Blake.
He's a very good player. And had he made a move to the outside on that last run, he probably would have scored.
Nice job, Patrick Blake, to round out the first half here. 14:57 is the break that we're going to have for you here. They got some performances going on the field at halftime. Foothill 14, Chico 6, and we'll be right back on KCNR.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $150,000 guarantee WPT Deep Stacks Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino November 14th through the 23rd. Stay with us in our all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask about our special room rates and packages. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. WPT Deep Stacks is the premier mid-major poker tour in the industry and is coming to Wind River Resort and Casino November 14th through the 23rd. This exciting tournament features a wide array of great events, player-friendly structures, and our multi-flight $1,100 buy-in, $150,000 guaranteed main event that is certain to bring in all of the best players for the biggest poker event of the year. For more information and detailed schedule of events, visit WinRiver.com. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California because poker is better at the river.
It's Customer Appreciation Days at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
It's Redding Kia's lowest price of the year on a 2015 Kia Optima. Now $19,495 after $2,000 customer cash incentive and $400 military incentive.
$19,495 for a brand new Kia Optima. ID 12266. 57 Optimas in stock and on the way.
2015 Kia Souls as low as $14,995. ID 15423. After $500 customer cash incentive, $400 military incentive, the brand new Soul for $14,995.
Get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kias in stock and 2016 Sorentos too.
0% offer requires financing through Kia Motors Finance and approval of credit subject to prior sale ends November 2nd. Plus tax, license, and government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges.
Discover the new Kia today, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding.
ReddingKia.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Redding community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Redding Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended. Beauty doesn't have to be thirsty. Rethink your garden. Talk with plant experts and shop for drought-tolerant plants, California natives, and hard-to-find perennials. Members save 30% and non-members save 20% through November 14th. The Turtle Bay Nursery is open Fridays and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you miss the official sale, you can still take advantage of these great prices at the perfect time of year to plant. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back here at Foothill High School as we continue the halftime show right now. The Chico cheerleaders have done their performance, and now Foothill is doing their performance, and then the band's going to come out. Ron, let's talk about the cheerleaders for just a couple of seconds, because you gave me a very interesting statistic. They've got, I think you said, 42 girls on the cheerleading squad on the Chico side.
Yeah.
Foothill has at least that many. So let's talk about the numbers of people that we bring together just for a halftime show.
Well, again, Friday night football is so exciting because we not only have football, like this the cheer team out there right now, that is precision work. That started way back in the summer. They are doing a dance routine with movements they do. It's like a gymnastics team and a dance team all put together. They're outstanding. The Foothill cheer team has won national recognition numerous times. The Chico cheer team was voted the most spirited team at their cheer camp, and that in itself is quite an accomplishment. So we have two award-winning cheer teams out here, and we were talking about what's involved in these teams. Well, you have 40 parents roughly on each team, so you have 80 parents there that are involved. You have about 100 in the band family if you look at all the band and support people. So we're looking at a couple hundred parents involved in just the halftime activity.
It's a great thing. It really is. I mean, it's like the Super Bowl of high school halftime show is what's going on here tonight. It's the final home game for Foothill, so it's seniors night. And let's just recap a little bit. You know, as predicted, Ryan Terrace so far has got my first half game ball, we'll call it that.
Right.
And he's got a lot of receptions, one touchdown that I know of already. And Patrick Blake has got an interception, a couple of really good receptions. Chris Murray's got the ball a couple of times. They're doing a great job on both offense and defense, and Trent Banner is strong as ever.
Yes, I think what we're seeing with Foothill, they're they're literally pulling out all the stops because they're up against a very good Chico defense, and I think Chico is having a little bit of difficulty getting that pattern going because they're missing their leading running back for the season, who's out with an ankle injury, so that they're having to substitute, make some changes. I think they're doing very well. It's a very, it's a fun game. It's an interesting game to watch because of the changing strategy on both offense and defense.
We're trying to get you some scores for other games around the northern section. Fourth quarter, it's Sutter and Orland. That game is tied at 7. We don't have any other reports on other games, but we'll get them as soon as we can get the information and pass it along to you. A lot of key games going on here. I think in the section, especially this particular league that we're in here tonight, this is the most important game of the night.
I think so, because one of these teams will be positioned, very nicely positioned for the playoffs. And we have a lot of football left here for this year, but the fact of the matter is probably one of these teams is going to end up playing Pleasant Valley again.
I think so, too. And that's going to be very interesting. I know that Coach Joey Brown, we talked about it in the pregame show, he would love another shot at Pleasant Valley.
Right. And we also have, you know, we've talked about it in the last couple of weeks. We have both Enterprise doing a great job. We have Shasta High School doing a great job. So really all three of the Reading teams it would be a likely possibility that they will be in contention for the playoffs.
The Foothill Band is now set to do their performance. And once again, let's just talk about Mitch Barr and all the contributions he's done to this program and the community in general. He won the California Teachers Award for this year just a couple of days ago, and that is a testament to everything that he does for these kids. And tonight, they're not all in their band uniforms. They're all in blue jeans and black shirts, and that's
right.
Kind of nice.
And there's a reason for that. And they stretch from the 20-yard line to the 20-yard line on every 5-yard. They're coming towards the stands right now, towards the home stands. Mitch has brought in the four what we call feeder bands, which
right.
come in from the junior high schools. And those junior high schools, Junction School right down here on Deschutes Road, Bella Vista School, the Black Butte School, and the Mountain View. Now think about this from these kids that are out of the Black Butte School. They don't have a chance to be in a big band like this except for right here.
This is it, too, and this is really exciting. My friend Chris Kempley, who I've not seen in over at least a year, his son is out there playing the saxophone.
Yes. And so you have to give Mitch a lot of credit because this is what it's all about, to get kids involved. And now we have a drum major. She's making a salute to the crowd.
Yeah, and
she'll start the group here. This is fun to watch.
We're going to let you listen to them for a couple of seconds once they get going. They sound really good, Ron. You told me that the theme was going to be the Ghostbusters theme, and that's what they're playing right now. And they've got three characterizations of Ghostbusters out with their guns out on the, or their radar guns or whatever you call them, laser beams or whatever it is. They're out roaming through. But one thing that I've noticed, all the players are doing great, but look at how many of them are dancing while they're playing.
Oh, yeah. These kids love it, and a lot of them have their music memorized, so they're taking some liberty, and they're having a great time. I see the one saxophone player out there. He's really with it. You know, it's fun. I get excited because these kids, again, commitment is tremendous. They have a lot of practice time. In fact, I was talking with one of our retired band directors this week, and many of our listening audience will remember Dan Neese.
Yes.
Well, Dan Neese told me, I said the other day, we did a radio show, and I said, what time did you come to school in the mornings? He said, oh, I was always here at 6, so my first class was 6:30.
Oh, my.
I said, 6:30. He said, yeah, I had my first class because there was a group of people that are involved in after-school activities that want to be in the band. Oh, they're playing their. Here's the Foothill. We got to hear this though. The fight song from Foothill. Good job.
Very nice.
For the listening audience, people that are Big Ten fans, that's either Michigan or Michigan State's fight song.
That's right.
And, you know, I grew up in a band that played on Wisconsin.
Oh,
so
is that right?
A lot of high schools take the college marching bands as their fight song.
It's a great song, and it just puts you in the mood. And the Foothill Band and all the other feeder bands are marching off to the right-hand side. And both football clubs are back out on the field. We got a couple more minutes until kickoff. We'll take a short break and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza alla sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
You're making a difference where it matters most. We can help. The Community Grants Program from Dignity Health North State supports local, nonprofit organizations working to improve the health and well-being of our community. Since 2014, we've provided over $500,000 in funding to groups focused on serving those most in need. July 17th is the last day to apply. To learn more, call 530-225-6114.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
We are back from Foothill High School, and before we get back into the second half kickoff, which is coming up, the clock has ran out. We're getting ready to do that right now. Just wanted to once again just congratulate Mitch Barr. They just recognized him publicly. His band was wonderful, and we love listening to those high school bands. So Mitch Barr, California Teacher of the Year from right here in Reading. That's impressive.
And, you know, we've last couple of years, we've had football teams that have gone on into state playoffs. They really represent the North State well. And I know last year there was a certain amount of feedback when Enterprise went down to play for the championship in D3 for the state, and they were pretty soundly defeated. Well, they were defeated by a private school that is able to recruit from all over the nation.
Wow.
And these private schools, and we have De La Salle and Concord, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
People can move there from any place they want and play football. And these are high school programs that last year, for example, all 11 starters for the team that Enterprise played had college Division I scholarships to play football. And here we go. We go down there. We put up a great fight. Our schools are all public schools that go down there to play. They do a wonderful job, just like Foothill and Chico tonight. These are teams that so well represent the North State and what we're doing up here in terms of education. Then we see what's going on, like with our teaching and the teachers like Mitch Barr that are recognized really as the top people in this entire state.
Here's some numbers for you, Ron. This is Chico's total yardage, 186, 114 were in the air, 72 rushing. Foothill has only 109 yards, 84 in the air, and 25 rushing. That's the first half stats, thanks to our friend T.J. Holmes from the Record Searchlight, who tweeting that information out. You can follow him on Twitter as well. And Chico will receive the second half kickoff.
And by the way, speaking of TJ, he does a great job.
He does. He's awesome.
Sports. We have great sports coverage in the Record Searchlight. And in fact, the Record Searchlight, I think, does an excellent job for a small paper like in our area. They give great sports coverage. And TJ is part of that whole package.
They'll need to hang on to him as long as they can, because that kid's got a lot of talent, and he is doing good things for high school football. He's looking to move on and get in bigger arenas and stuff like that. I think when I spoke to him before, he wanted to go to like Houston or somewhere in Texas, maybe Dallas or whatever it was, and he's got the talent to do that. So we are ready to go for the second half kickoff. Cliff Jackson back deep at his 15-yard line to receive the kick. And also, all the way go, Odera. And that ball will bounce out of bounds at about the 15-yard line.
So this is going to be critical for Chico. This offensive set right now, they've got to make some good plays and get going, because this is going to tell what their change of strategy, if there is one, for the second half.
So the ball will come out to the 35-yard line due to the kick being out of bounds. That is considered penalty, so they march it off, and they'll start first and 10 from the 35. Chico moving from our left to our right. And Foothills back to go and ready to go. They got a man in motion for Chico. They hand it off. That is to number 8, McMillan, and he gains about 5 up to about the 41.
Now, that was an unusual handoff. Did you see what happened there?
Like a quick pitch.
He kind of made a pitch of about a foot. And fortunately, the runner got the hands on it, but that could have been a fumble.
That would have been. That was considered a forward pass and a possible fumble there, but no problem. Creed Smith now hands it off right up the middle to DJ Miller, and he's up close to the first down. It'll be 3rd and 1.
So first indications they're going to go with this running attack. That served well for him over the year, even with the runner missing their leading runner out tonight with an injury, but they're still running.
So 3rd and 1 right now as Creed Smith in the shotgun formation. He'll take the snap, hand it off to Miller right up the middle, and that'll be enough for a first down and close to midfield.
Same play, right through the middle of the line. He's big enough. He can get a couple yards there with once he even is stopped.
He's a big boy. So it'll be 1st and 10 for Chico, and they're waiting for their play to come in from the sideline.
So Foothills in the 3 down, and then they're moving. They have 3 linebackers, so it's 3 and 3. Then 2 corners, rest are in safety positions.
McMillan in motion, back to pass, goes Smith, throws it right over the middle and nowhere near the receiver. It was way low, hit the ground. It's incomplete. 2nd down.
I think what Foothill is looking to prevent is that long pass. So they in essence have 3 safeties, 1 free safety and then 2 that are watching the sidelines. And they're relying on the 3 linemen and 3 linebackers to stop that run.
So Chico now with a long way to go, 2nd and 10 right now, and Creed Smith has a man in motion. Hands it off to number 11 over to the left-hand side, and he gains maybe 1 yard on the play. Cliff Jackson brought down at about the 49.
That was a beautiful defensive play on the part of Foothill. And what happened was that the cornerback was assigned to run with the man in motion. So as the man in motion was moving to his left, so was the cornerback. So as they got to the left side offensive set for Chico, and the runner made the move to the front, in came the cornerback to get him right at the line of scrimmage.
3rd down and a long 9 right now, and Creed Smith set to take the snap. He's got 3 receivers out to the right, and he drops right back to pass. Looks over the middle, nowhere to go. Tries it again, downfield, and he's got a guy, and it was in and out of the hands, incomplete.
Good defensive coverage there. Now, what Chico did there was good offensive play. They sent 2 receivers basically to the same place. And fortunately, the defenders saw that. They both came over, so we had 2-on-2, and they kind of got in there in between the 4 of them. They couldn't hold on to the ball. That was a well-designed play, though.
So it'll be fourth down. They're in the punting situation right now. Ryan Terrace back to receive the kick. It'll go away from him. It'll take a bounce. And Terrace picks it up at the 12-yard line. And he's got two guys on him right now, and he goes down immediately. So no return on the play. Maybe 6 inches, if that. And Foothill will get the ball back, and they'll go to work deep in their own territory. They'll move from our right to our left.
So now we'll get to see if it's a strategy of Foothill's change. You and I talked about it a little bit there at halftime. What would we do differently? And I think we both agreed nothing. Just come with that multifaceted option.
Pleasant Valley leading Paradise 28-14 right now.
Well, from all reports, Pleasant Valley is quite a football team. They are extremely defensive-minded, and then they have a huge line, I guess, much like Chico. And Chico and Pleasant Valley played last week to basically a two-touchdown game.
Be 4 minutes left in the third period for the Pleasant Valley game, 28-14 that score. Back to pass goes Banner. He hits the guy right over the middle, and that's incomplete. He drops the ball.
It's getting a lot of pressure. The Chico line, the defensive line, is impressive. They're keeping a lot of pressure on Trent. He has to get rid of that ball very quickly. So what happens is that the receivers have to move to position very, very quickly to be open.
So that'll make it a third down situation. Foothill on the ball. Here comes the blitz right now. Banner throws it immediately out to the left-hand side, and that is incomplete. At the 22, 9:02 left to play. It's 14-6.
You know, the difficulty.
Let's talk to this guy.
Go ahead.
Mitch Barr, congratulations on your award. That was just wonderful. Your band sounded great. Ron and I have been talking about you all night. We just love.
Oh, thank you very much.
Let's love the whole thing.
Thank you.
That was great.
I'm just so thankful for this job. And, you know, I love being here at Foothill, and the kids are wonderful. And I get pretty great buy-in from the kids. You know, I tell them to jump and they're already in the air, so it's pretty exciting.
Well, we have a good game here, but your halftime show was outstanding. Gary, you want to call that one going on?
Yeah, really quick. The punt is received and brought back all the way into the end zone for a touchdown, Chico.
No flags.
There is a flag.
Oh, there is. Okay. But Mitch, that was a great halftime show. I mentioned your schools, but tell the audience who you brought in to make that halftime happen.
Absolutely. So those were four feeder school bands from Junction, Bella Vista, Black Butte, and Mountain View. And I hope that flag, I'm being nonpartisan here totally, was on Chico, because I'm worried I jinxed my team being on the air here.
Well, you know what? They haven't made the call yet, but I can see they're backing them up. So that was against Chico.
Yeah. And, Mitch, you know, I mentioned, what an experience for these 7th and 8th graders to come out here and be part of this. And, you know, that's where, as you know, that's where music, the passion for music and being in a high school band starts. So how many did you have out there from the other kids, about 40 or 50 from the other schools?
There were actually about 60, 65. And, you know, I'm really happy because I don't want them to be intimidated by performing. I certainly want them to be intimidated by being out on the football field and getting used to that, because they do that a lot in high school when they're with me. So.
That's right.
And Gary mentioned something that was pretty, you know, they were having fun out there. Your sax players were moving around.
They're dancing, moving. They were into it.
Be into it. It's Ghostbusters.
So back to pass goes Creed Smith, and he is brought down, does not make it back up to the original line of scrimmage. He'll lose a yard on the play. Go ahead, Ron.
You know, Creed is a good runner. He shows a lot of persistence. But, you know, to be in the band, you have to be persistent. A good band member has to stay with it. And what kind of a rehearsal schedule do you have? I know I'm familiar with some of the other, but tell us a little about the hours that are involved.
Absolutely. Well, the uniqueness of Foothill High School is we have so many people that travel from distance. All the work we do on the football field, all the work we do getting ready for it, all, believe it or not, happens during fourth period. Every day, 1 hour a day. We have a couple times we meet for little things on a Friday night when the football team's out of town. But other than that, everything we do is actually during the school day, believe it or not.
Well, it's a lot of work, a lot of commitment on the part of the kids. Now, you have a couple other big things coming up not too far off in the future. One that's very famous called Cougar Club. Tell us about that. When's that going to be?
Club Cougar is the first 2 weeks in February at the First Church of the Nazarene in Reading. Tickets will go on sale to the general public right around Christmas time.
That's always a great show. But one thing I've got to ask you, what was this mattress fundraiser all about?
Well, the mattress fundraiser was simply designed to support a need. If you were in the market for a mattress, come out and get a mattress. If you're not, no one's asking to come down and buy a mattress for the band. But, you know, the research shows that one out of every 10 people are in the market for a mattress. So we thought, you know, let's not nickel and dime people. If they have a need, come out and support the band. Don't spend it at a retail outlet. We did, actually. We did.
Well, that was good. I like to ride my bike. It's like every other house I ride by has a sign. Buy a mattress.
That's right. That's right. So just real quickly, update on what's going on here. There's been several penalties against Chico. The last one is unsportsmanlike conduct. So they're moving back. It's like first down and about 35 yards to go.
And again, four penalties have really hurt them.
In the
so
second half.
We're seeing it, you know, and we were talking about this. Penalties can change the nature of a game. And that's exactly what has happened tonight because Chico has been penalized. Well, we have a couple more games going on, and hopefully we'll see the band at some of those playoff games. But just again, congratulations to you for the great job you've done. And I know I speak on behalf of a lot of the parents. We really appreciate what you're doing, the time you put forth, the creative nature. I mean, today with the guys, the Ghostbusters out there, that was fun.
That was good.
Yeah, we just like to have a good time. And thanks for making the time to have me on. I really appreciate it, guys.
Mitch, thank you so much. Congratulations. Thanks. California Teacher of the Year from right here at Foothill High School. Nice job. Love that. Okay, so here's the story. It is first down at the 16-yard line. They got to go all the way to the 40 at the other end of the field to get that first down. He throws it downfield, and there's an interception by Foothill.
Boy, again, beautiful coverage. You know, I'm going to have to tell Joey, his defensive coordinator is really teaching these defenders the correct way to play secondary.
Brian Harvey on the interception. Nice job. So Foothill will now take over the ball. It is on their own, it's down to the 43 of the Chico Panthers. Excellent field position for the Cougars, and they're excited. They're ready to go. Up on the ball, Banner with two guys in the backfield. Silas Miranda goes in motion to the right. He looks downfield, and that ball.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, or Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Another penalty will take the Foothill Cougars down inside the 10. Be about the 7-yard line, and looks like one of their players has been disqualified.
So it's a personal foul then. Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Okay, Foothill with a ball. Handoff goes to a fake handoff to Murray. Banner keeps it, and he goes right up the middle for touchdown Foothill.
You know, here again, from our vantage point, we can see exactly what he's doing. He's faking to the left, faking to the right, moving back. He's a great little runner going right up that
middle. Trent Banner with the score. Nice job. So set up for the extra point right now. Foothill looking really strong in this third period. Here comes the snap right now. They'll kick the extra point. Offsides goes Chico, so a flag will come out.
You know, this is the time right after this point after, whether it's good or bad. Chico has got to, the coach has got to get off and get these guys settled down.
Absolutely. Just say something to them. Okay, so they'll try the extra point again. They'll move it half a distance to the goal, so it'll be like on the 1.5 yard line. It should be an easy kick. Here comes the snap right now. It's a good snap. The ball is placed. It's kicked. It is up, and it is good. So with 7:27 left to play in the third period, it's Foothill 21, Chico 6. And we'll be back in 30 seconds on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
We're back here at Foothill for the third quarter is where we're at right now. Foothill just scored again, and we were talking, Ron, off mic, that it's time now for the coach to have a serious discussion with his football team on the Chico side, and that's exactly what they deal. They all huddled up on a knee over there on the sideline, and they've got a talking to.
Yeah, and he just told them, you know, calm down, guys, get back with it. Don't lose your mental edge. And we're playing a game. We've got a lot of time left, and 21-6 is in the third quarter. Plenty of time for them to come back.
Deep to receive the kickoff will be Kelly Jackson. He's joined back there by Odorah. And that'll go to Odorah. He'll take it right there at the 10-yard line, and he'll take it out to the 10, the 15. He's up across the 20. Juking around to the left-hand side, he's up to the 25, and he's finally brought out of bounds at about the 32-yard line.
We mentioned there during the last offensive set when Chico had the ball that was critical. Well, they made some very bad mistakes, some serious mistakes that really cost them and set them back, and really Foothill took advantage of it. Same situation now. They've got to get going. I will give them credit for that huddle. That is very confusing.
It's a little bit different. I think they confuse themselves sometimes when they do that as well. But Creed Smith set to take his football team up the field right now. He'll hand it off to DJ Miller, and he is pounded immediately at the 25.
And you know what happens with teams at all ages, including the pros, when you have a bad set of downs like Chico just had, it does affect your attitude a little bit. You kind of have to make it come off as you get down. And Chico's got to shake that off. But what happens on the other side is Foothill gets pumped up. The other team gets a little pumped up, and we're seeing that in that defense.
You're absolutely right about that. Two guys in the backfield with Creed Smith. He'll take the snap, hand it off again over to DJ Miller. He's over to the right-hand side, the 25, down at the 28. Barely made it back up to the original line of scrimmage.
And we've said since the first game announced, the backs for the defensive backs for Foothill are very swift, very quick. And that's a good example. That was a safety that came up and made the stop right at the line of scrimmage. And again, Foothill is using a 3-3, three down, three linebackers. And then the other four just kind of scattered out all over.
Clock's ticking, 6:13 left to play in the third period. Creed Smith takes his snap, draws back to pass, throws it over to the left-hand side. He's got a completion at the 40-42 up across midfield, and that will be a first down for Chico.
That was a good play, almost intercepted. You know what the defender did there? He went for the ball.
That's right, McMillan on the reception across midfield and a first down, Chico.
And the cornerback was defending him, thought he had an interception, went for the ball, and then McMillan caught it and got an additional almost 10 yards after receiving it.
So it'll be first and 10 for Chico. They are down into Foothill territory. Handoff up the middle, and he's hit immediately as soon as he got the ball, and he's down for a three-yard loss.
And that linebacker came through. That's the three down and then three linebackers. In that case, the linebacker came right through, was not blocked. Got to the backfield before he really even had a forward motion on it.
Ball's at the 49-yard line right now. Chico in their own territory by a yard, just up trying to get midfield. Quick pass out to the right to McMillan. McMillan has a guy beat. He's across the 50, 45, down to the 40. He's still moving. He's down to the 30. Finally brought down at the 27-yard line. Good gain by Chico.
And the first defender on that missed the tackle. He got a hold of him but couldn't hold on. And then he made 25 yards after receiving the pass. So it was a good run on McMillan's part. And really, the cornerback was positioned. He just couldn't make that tackle.
On the move right now, Chico down in Foothill territory. Inside the 30, there's the snap. It's a quick pass over to the left-hand side, and he's got McMillan again. McMillan takes it down near the 10-yard line. Another first down for Chico.
He's a very good runner. He's shifty, he's big, and he's fast. And he's a replacement. Can you imagine what that Alfano must have been like?
Oh, man. There's the snap. Handoff goes to Miller over to the right-hand side. He gets around the corner, and he's down to the 10 and brought down inside or close to the 5-yard line.
And he's a big guy. He's a big, big runner. You can see where that's going to be a problem to bring down. Miller is 6'2", that's why he's hard to bring down.
Okay, so second and about 3 yards to go, and Chico a little confused out there on the field. Creed Smith calls an audible, leans over, speaks into the halfback's ear, hands it off to DJ Miller. He's to the 10 and down to the goal line. Touchdown, Chico!
And that's where that size just pays off. The 210 pounds. And he's, by the way, he's only a junior, so we're going to see him next year.
So Chico makes a score right now with 4:16 left to play in the third period. Foothill leads 21-12 at the moment. They'll get set up for the extra point right now.
A couple of plays, and they're back in it. That was a beautiful pass there, and they're doing very well moving that ball right now.
Orland over Sutter, 21-7 right now. And Chico's going to go for the two-point conversion here. Snap goes right up the middle. They hand it off. And they do not make the two-point conversion. That is no good. So with 4:16 left to play in the third, it's Foothill 21, Chico 12. We'll take 30 seconds and be right back at KCNR.
This is Brian. Local businesses in partnership with Reading Peace Officers Association are launching We Back the Blue Reading. Show support with free decals and t-shirts for donations. Official launch November 4th, 10 a.m. at Sign Stations, 2550 Alfredo Way.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back here at Foothill as we get ready for the kickoff, Cliff Jackson is one of the players on the Chico side who has had two unsportsmanlike conduct penalties placed on him, so he's been ejected from the game. That happened a while back. We just want to let you know what that was all about. Okay, here's the kickoff. It's a squib kick, goes to one of the guys in the middle. He hands it back off to Ryan Terrace. Ryan Terrace, I think that's Ryan. No, that wasn't. I'm sorry. That was Creed Stedman.
Okay, you know, part of the problem is not Gary's eyes. The
Thank you.
The numbers on the jerseys, it's a gray jersey with red numbers, and it's impossible for me to see. And he's got binoculars, and still their numbers are very difficult to see. That's the only comment I would have about the team here. Can't see their numbers.
Okay, there's the snap right there. Back to pass. Trent Banner throws it about 30 yards downfield. He's got a guy wide open, and he catches it. Takes a stutter step, jukes, and takes it down to the 20-yard line. I think that's Patrick Blake.
Gary's looking through his binoculars.
Yeah,
I certainly can't see the
That
number.
Is Patrick Blake with a huge gain for Foothill.
Well, Patrick literally got behind the defender. Beautiful run on Patrick's part. And the pass was perfect. I mean, Trent is right on the money.
And he throws it on the move, which is really impressive, too. He just doesn't drop back every time. Sometimes he throws rolling to his right, rolling to his left, off balance.
He's just solid and consistent with everything he does. Nice job. Here's another snap. Banner takes it, throws it over the middle. Chico intercepts it. He's up to the 30, 40, and he is off to the races across midfield. 40, down to the 30, 20. He's going all the way. 10, 5, touchdown. Ron, I see no flags on the play. Chico scores.
A clear, clear interception. Well, that's the risk you take as a quarterback to throw out in the flat. And in that case, the defender was just looking for that. It didn't even get near the receiver because he picked it off about 5 yards prior to the receiver, and he was nobody in between him and the goal line.
That is not something that Foothill needed right now because that makes it very close. Prior to the extra point, 3:36 left to play in the third. It's 21-18, and extra point set to come up right now for Chico. All right, extra point for Chico now. There's the snap. The kick is up, and it is good. So 3:36 left to play in the third. It's Foothill 21, Chico 19. Ron, we've got ourselves a football game.
Well, it's coming right down to what we were saying earlier, that both penalties and mistakes change the whole tenor of the game, and that's exactly what's happening.
Just going to keep it right here as we get ready for this kickoff because this game has all of a sudden turned into something very close.
And what we were just talking about, how effective Trent Banner is in his passing, but that was a defensive play there that made the difference because his pass was right headed right towards the receiver. A beautiful pass, but that defender was right on a very good defensive play resulting in a score. But it's a risk. When you throw it out in the flat like that, which he did, He faded back and threw to his left, out towards the right on the sideline, and the defender just was right there. Beautiful coverage.
Silas Miranda back to receive the kickoff with Creed Stedman, and that ball goes to one of the mid guys, and he hangs on to it right now, so he'll run it out to the 30, 35, 40. He's doing very good. He's finally brought out of bounds near midfield at about the 46. Carter Smith on the return. I get some close to midfield. Excellent field position for the Cougars right now.
I think I'd go back to exactly what they were doing, though. Keep the fast passing activity going.
Absolutely.
It was working beautifully.
And get Ryan Terrace involved. Ryan Terrace is split far out to the left. Chris Murray goes into motion. They hand it off home to him over to the right-hand side. Murray is dragged down after about a 2 yard gain right at midfield.
Chris is very fast, but linemen, the size factor enters into a play like that. The Chico defenders are just big guys. At 58, you can see him out there, that 245 pounds. These are high school kids, too.
I know. Very impressive. Ball right at midfield right now. Trent Banner takes the snap. He's got four guys coming at him. He throws it over to the right-hand side, and that's incomplete. There was a blitz on like I have never seen. Yeah. He took two steps and he had four guys in his face.
But he got rid of it, and could have been a good play. But the receiver dropped the ball. Again, he was running before he had his hands on the ball. But boy, that I tell you, at times this Chico defense is very impressive. You can see why that game last week with Pleasant Valley must have been quite a defensive show.
Absolutely. And we've got ourselves a very close game here going on right now with 2:54 left in the third, 21-19 in favor of Foothill. We got three receivers to the left, two out to the right right now. Trent Banner set to throw, takes a couple of steps, and he is hammered. The ball is loose, and it comes out, and it looks like Chico has recovered the ball.
Well, that defensive pressure, that's what Chico's known for, and boy, they're pulling on all of a sudden. It's like a renewed defense. They're charging him fast.
That could have been that little meeting they had on the sidelines. Get to the quarterback. Get the man.
And it's working for him. You know, these kids, we see it here on both sides. The speed, the quickness. These kids are in great shape.
They are. All right, now Chico back at it. in Foothill territory. They hand it off to DJ Miller over to the right-hand side. He stiff arms a guy. Goes to the 40. He's 30. He's almost loses his balance and out about the 25. We'll see exactly where they spot it. Looks like they're going to spot it, Ron, right about the 30-yard.
Yeah, that was a beautiful straight arm he did there. You know, on a straight arm, timing is everything because you have to be have to get the guy just at the right position. And he just, it was, again, it was a textbook straight arm.
So Chico, all of a sudden, back in this football game, still in the third period.
Well, they came in with this running attack. We're seeing what they were talking about now.
Creed Smith, two guys in the backfield right now. He throws it out to the left-hand side. All of it bounces off the guy's shoulder pads, incomplete.
And again, that was one step away from an interception because the cornerback was right on him. And when the receiver kind of couldn't get his hands on the ball went up in the air, and the cornerback almost picked that off. And that would have been a touchdown.
Interesting turn of events here late in the third period right now. Chico still waiting for the play to come in from the sidelines right now. That doesn't, I mean, they do that by design, but it does not look very organized out there.
But it is by design.
Creed Smith takes the snap. Here comes the blitz. Handoff over to the left-hand side to number 22 for a short gain, Jeremy Yeagy. It's the first time we mentioned him.
Yeah, he's that other, the second running back that's taking the place of their leading rusher that's out with the ankle, taking the place of Cameron. And Yeagy is another good running back. See, and what happens on this mini huddle is that the entire team is looking over towards the bench.
Correct.
So it's like they're all saying, what's going on? But then, in essence, they're very well organized.
Ball at the 30 right now for Chico. Snap goes to Creed Smith. He fades back, throws it deep all the way down to the end zone. He's got a guy, but he overthrows him. That's incomplete.
Good defensive coverage on that. Step for step, defender was with him. But this Creed can throw the ball. He's a good, you can see that pitching arm of his.
Kid's got an arm on him for sure. Ball will still remain at the 30-yard line.
Left-handed quarterback. He's got a lot of ability to throw that ball. What we were saying earlier, we were talking about Trent and his ability to move around. He's an all-around quarterback. There's no question about it. But we've seen some great quarterbacks in this league this year.
Smith back to pass. He's got pressure on him. Throws it right over the middle. He's got a guy right there at the line of scrimmage. And that guy does not. He lost his balance. He's going to the right. Now he's going to the left, and he's got Foothill all over him. And he's down at about the 36-yard line. There will be a huge loss on the play.
Good defensive smarts on that part. It was like running all over the field. I thought he was going to run the other goal line for
dude,
a minute
that,
there.
Dude, that kid ran about 30 yards on that play and lost four.
And what happened with Foothill was that each direction he went, a different group of players converged on him.
Foothill will take over the ball on downs right there. It'll be first and 10 from the 37-yard line. Banner up over center right now. Hands it off to Chris Murray, who protects that ball, and he's hit immediately. He may have gained one. You saw how Chris Murray protected that football, both arms.
Yeah. If Chris had a little more size, he's just a little on the small side, and that defender just almost ran over him in tackling him.
Be second and 9 for Foothill. Short gain on that play, and now Banner back in his traditional shotgun formation, takes the snap, fakes a quick handoff. Now he hangs onto the ball. He's looking to pass. He's got nobody around. He throws it when he's at his feet, and that looks like it might be intercepted by Chico. They call it an official interception right at midfield about the 49-yard line.
Now, that was a repeat of exactly the hate to see that. He was running to his right. He was being chased. He did not have a chance to set and get the pass off in a fairly accurate, good speed situation and went right into the defender's
hands. Yeah, and there wasn't a Foothill receiver anywhere near the ball. So ball at the 49-yard line. Chico will take over. Interesting as we wind down the last 52 seconds of the third period. fourth period is going to be a great time for this football game right now. I love these close games. Last week, Foothill had a tough game, a close game. Lost it towards the end. There is the handoff up the middle to DJ Miller, and he runs into a Cougar brick wall.
You know, there are some very, very fine plays that we've seen. That was an example of excellent defensive play right on that play right there. They stopped the run in his tracks. But then we see the mistakes that were made, and, you know, one kind of offsets the other, but the reality is these are kids out trying their best. They're having good times. You know, you're going to make a few mistakes, but you're going to make some good plays. That's part of sports and part of the fun of being part of it.
Right now is the time for the defensive stand to make their mark here as Creed Smith sets the, he's back in the shotgun formation, fakes the handoff. That running back is hammered. Creed hangs on to it, and he runs down to about the 45-yard line, a short gain of 3 or 4.
That was a good fake.
That was a good fake, and the guy who he faked it to got clobbered.
See, we have somewhat of an advantage because we're up high and we can look down, but that was a beautiful fake. I think both of us were going with the runner.
The third down and about 8 for Chico.
Creed's a good runner.
He's fast.
He's fast, and the only thing that prevented that from being a big game was the fact that the cornerbacks for Foothill are very fast.
All right, third down for the Chico Panthers, moving from our left to our right. There's our snap. He's back to pass. Creed Smith, joggle steps. He's throwing deep downfield all the way, and he's got a guy wide open for a touchdown, Chico.
Boy, that guy's got an arm. That was some pass. What was that, 40-yard? That's 60-yard pass.
At least, and no flags on the play.
That was a beautiful pass. That was one of the best we've seen this season. And it was a perfect strike right on target.
He threw that ball 56 yards.
Wow. Well, you could see when he was fading back, and he was moving to his left, and then he just took a moment to plant and let that ball go.
Game changer.
Kyle DeFore here from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. We'd like to welcome all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store on Veterans Day, November 11th, as our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. And be sure to come out Friday, November 6th, when KCNR 1460's own Carl and Linda Bott will be broadcasting live from Mighty Fine, 7 to 9 a.m. Mighty Fine Foods is locally owned and operated, located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Okay, we're back here and ready to go for the extra point. The quarter has ended. And they'll give them an opportunity to kick that extra point right now, and then we'll switch ends of the field. Or they'll trade sides, and we'll have another kickoff here. Interesting turn of events. Chico has come out in this late in the third period, and they have just done everything perfectly. Still a very close game. 25-21 in favor of Chico. They're going for two. They fakes the handoff, throws the pass over to the left-hand side. Extra point is good for 2 points. It'll be 27-21, and we'll change ends of the field. Third quarter ends, and we'll take a 60-second break and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Uecker and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank.
Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back here at Foothill High School, just missed the kickoff, but they brought it out to about the 35-yard line, so Foothill will take over, and they need to strike. They need to stay right there with them.
Two quick touchdowns by Chico, and it's certainly changed the momentum of the game here, so we'll see how Foothill can come back. But, you know, things changed after that meeting, team meeting on the sideline.
Everything changed.
Yeah. Chico, it's like a different team.
Foothill now with the ball, and it's placed right at the 35. Trent Banner, he's got his work cut out for him. Fades back to pass, nowhere to go, and he tries to run it. He'll lose a yard or two on the play.
So now let's see how Foothill deals with being down for the first time in the game, because this is the
first time. Another flag that just came out late.
Doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good. That's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct against Foothill. Somebody mouthed off something is what happened.
You know, here again, now the coaches, they're going to get on that, because that's costing them 15 yards at a very critical time with 11 minutes left, 11 minutes, 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter. They're down by 6 points. They can't afford to lose 15 yards.
Not in that type of a penalty. So, long way to go. Ball back at the 20. It'll be second and like 35 to go, or 25 to go, sorry. First down marker will be up at the 45. They're at the 20. So 25 yard, back to pass, goes Banner. He'll hang on to it and run right up the middle right now. He's got a little bit of running room, and he takes it up across the 30, up to the 34. Almost back to the original line of scrimmage.
That was a good decision on his part.
Banner might be the weapon.
They opened up what happened again, the defensive line passed him, and he just had an open field for 10 yards.
You know who has not done anything of great value tonight? That's Silas Miranda. He's not been involved in the game at all. He's been in it every play.
Yeah.
They just haven't had any plays or pass plays or running plays that have gone to him. Five receivers out right now. Banner back to pass. He throws it quickly over to the left-hand side, incomplete and out of bounds. We can see it. There's frustration now on the part of Foothill. You can tell it. Just the way that everybody moves.
It's almost as if he threw that intentionally out of bounds because the receiver was covered. But, yeah, you can see it. And, you know, here again, we're dealing with high school kids. They get up and down very quickly. But Foothill, now we'll see how Joey handles this.
Be fourth down. There'll be a punting situation right now for Foothill. There's the snap. It's a high snap. He barely gets it off. And the ball will bounce at the 42-yard line, and there's a penalty on the play, and that might be a illegal block on Creed Smith. It's going to be a holding call against Creed Smith is what it is.
So now we'll see how the defense of Foothill stacks up here with 10 minutes left in the game. They're down. They've got to really shut down this Chico running game as well as the passing game. Although, you know, the last few downs, we've seen this outstanding passing on the part of this left-handed Creed Smith. The kid's got a bullet. I mean, it throws a bullet down there. It's
absolutely
amazing.
That kid has come alive here in the late in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. Just the beginning of the fourth quarter. They'll spot the ball at the 25-yard line right now. Penalty on Chico. That didn't help them at all in their cause. We have 10:46 left to play. It is a six-point game, 27-21 in favor of Chico at the moment.
So Foothill staying in their three down linemen, three linebackers, two cornerbacks, and then the safeties. See if they can stop that, both the pass that we saw from Creed and the run.
You got receivers wide to the right, one right to the left, one in the slot, two guys in the backfield right now. Chico moving from our right to our left. There is the fake handoff up the middle, and Creed Smith going, he's looking long. and he runs it a little bit over to the left-hand side, picks up a couple of yards before he's brought down.
Creed Smith is a very confident runner. I don't like the way he runs with that ball in one hand.
That's dangerous.
Yes, but that time I noticed he covered it with both hands, but then he was going to try to pass. But.
Cole Walker, the first time we mentioned his name tonight, he was streaking down the left-hand side, but he was very well covered. Wide receiver to the left, one to the right wide, and he's got one in the slot, and the handoff goes to DJ Miller. Miller trying to get around to the outside edge, and he does not do that. He barely makes it back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
We've seen the left cornerbacks, and the safety comes up on the foothill defense. They're very, very fast. They move right to the ball. Once they see that run starting off, they move to the ball.
This play right here, this third down conversion right here, is going to be the game changer. If Foothill can hold them right here, they'll get the ball back in a pretty decent field position. If they do not hold them here, that's going to break them down even more, and that's going to give Chico just a lot of momentum. So Creed Smith, quarterback, having a great game for Chico right now, and he is set to take the snap. He does. He drops right back, rolls to the left. He's throwing long ball over to the left-hand side. And that ball is intercepted by Foothill.
Okay. Again, that was perfect defense. He saw the ball coming the entire way. Great defensive coverage. And we're talking about 40 yards downfield. That defender was with that receiver.
Ray Areola on the interception right there. And that is exactly what Foothill needed to get their confidence and momentum back in the game.
That was a critical interception and just beautiful coverage. The coaches try to teach the defenders. Well, there they go.
Be first down and 10 for Foothill on the 38. Handoff up to Chris Miller. He goes right up the middle. He is hit right at the line of scrimmage. He may have gained two on the play before he's brought down. I think it might be a wise thing to keep the ball on the ground for a while.
Yeah.
Chew the clock up and then score. You're up by two, and you can win this game right at the end. We'll see how that shapes up. Hand off to Murray. It's a fake handoff up the middle. Banner hangs onto it, and he's running. He's cross midfield for a first down, Foothill.
I can't figure Foothill's defense. They have one guy in the safety position, one player in the safety. Everybody else is up on the line. So what is happening there is that they're opening up that line, the defensive line, and he's got a couple of steps, and he's off. He made a 10-yard gain.
Another run over to the right-hand side. Short gain. Chris Murray. All right, Foothill, set to go, Banner. And he draws the other team offside. So that'll give them five more yards. It'll be second and a couple of yards to go for the first down.
Looks like what Foothill is doing right now is the offensive coordinator is actually calling the plays right now. On every play, they're getting him from the sideline. And I think what they're just trying to do is mix it up, keep the defense off balance on Chico's part, and it's working. They're moving down the field.
Okay, so Banner. Second and one. Two guys in the backfield, and there's another whistle. And the flag comes out late. Delay a game on Foothill is the call. They got the 5 yards, and then they gave it back.
Yeah, and that's one of the problems when you're having plays coming in from the side. They all have to understand what the play is coming in, and that can delay the game, which it did right there. I see Coach Brown there is.
Yes,
Here we go. Banner back to pass. He looks over to the right-hand side, and he'll keep it. He'll go right up the middle. He'll take it very close to the 36-yard line and very close to a first
part. I don't know if that was a designed play or not. I think it might have been because they spread out that defense, and then he had the opening right up the middle.
And right back up on the ball goes Foothill. It'll be third and inches. And Banner is up over center, but he'll call a timeout. We'll take 30-second timeout and be right back here at KCNR.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teams safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
We are back from Foothill High School, where Foothill had enough for a first down that last play. Ball is at the 36-yard line. They're getting down into Chico territory, right where they need to be right now. Banner takes a snap, immediately draws back the pass, throws it deep downfield. And there are several flags on the play. That's going to be pass interference, Chico. As intended for Ryan Terrace, that's going to be a big gain for Foothill right now.
He had that big defender, that 6'5" fellow on him.
So now the frustration on the other side of the field. Chico struggling here for just a moment. This game is back and forth and very close.
Good field position for Foothill now. 21-yard line. You notice he had all that time, all that protection time back there. He just took his time and then threw a good pass. It just was a little over, and, of course, the interception.
Banner with two receivers to the right, one to the left, and that's a snap, and it's fumbled, and Chico recovers the football.
Moving before he had the ball in the hand, you could see it. Well, that certainly hurts that drive.
Man, it's just a seesaw of emotions here in the fourth quarter.
So now it's back in the hands of Foothill, and that unusual defense they're lined up with, which is three down, three linebackers. They now kind of moving a linebacker back behind the center linebacker, so we have a front center linebacker, and we have a back center linebacker. Then we have two cornerbacks and two safeties. So far, it's been working pretty well.
So it's Chico now with the ball. Hand off over to the right-hand side. There's a guy we haven't seen all night long, and he gets up to the line of scrimmage, and back is good for another first down and across the 42-yard line. That's number 5, Kelly Jackson.
Boy, that guy, he's fast. 5'7", 150 pounds, but he was quick moving out of that backfield. I think that's the first run he's had. Very quick.
Jackson across the 40 to the 43-yard line. Chico first down.
Set to go here. A little confusion on the defensive line right now. Chico. Reed Jackson hands it off over to the right-hand side. Same guy, and he's running strong, and he's across midfield and down to the 44-yard line. Another first down for Chico.
He's taking advantage of that speed. He's going around that corner, and they can't catch him. So what's happening there with the Foothill defense is that with the cornerback is being taken out by the defensive or by the offensive right end, it looks like. And
6:08 left to play. Foothill is down 21, Chico 27. There's the snap. It's a quick pass over to the left flat, and that is complete. He's got it down to the 30, and he steps out of bounds right around the 23.
Chico does have that particular play down pat. They've tried it. That was the one that they tried when they were going for the fourth down play that we called earlier in the first half. Now it's worked about three times. It works very well. Quarterback gets the ball, looks to his left, and then hits the receiver who hasn't really even moved. And then it's so fast, and then he's got 5 yards or more.
Here's where the defensive stand is extremely crucial for Foothill. Ball at the 21-yard line. Chico on the ball. It's first down and 10. I sense a pass play coming up. Well, he hands it off over to the right-hand side to Jackson. Jackson just over the 20, down to the 15, close to the 10, and close to another first down.
That guy's got to be a 100-yard sprinter. He is.
He's very.
And what happened there was the cornerback came up, and offensive blocker in front of Jackson just got one step on the defender, and Jackson was right around him.
There's a flag on the play, and that's going to go against Chico. And they're going to march him back. That's a holding call. They're going to march him back about 15 yards. Ball at the 34-yard line. Chico moving from our right to our left. 5:19 left to play. Chico leads 27-21. And set to go. Creed Smith hands it off again to Jackson. Jackson, this time they're on to him. He maybe picked up one on the play, and he's ran out of bounds at the 34.
Yeah, there was a little delay there, and that made the difference because the linemen were able to get to penetrate the line. He's 5'7", 150, a junior.
And fast.
He is fast.
Kids got it. So defense is doing their job right now for Foothill. They would love to hold them and take over on downs. They got two to give up right now. And here comes the snap right now for the Panthers. Quick pass out to the right or the left-hand side. And he's got guys all over him. He doesn't get much. Maybe a two-yard gain on the play. That was number two, Redmond. Jason
Odera. We're having some trouble with these names, but that was Odera.
Okay. Thank you.
He's fast. He's not that big either. Well, he's tall, but not too heavy. 5'9", 165, but he was positioned nicely. There they are. All the entire team's looking at the coach for the signal. Just kind of standing around, their hands on their hips.
That's just the weirdest setup I've ever seen.
It's the first time I've seen that one, that's for sure.
Okay, third down and 17 for the Chico Panthers, moving from our right to our left. Here comes the snap right now. Creed Smith has four guys downfield. He looks over the middle. He has a guy. We'll find out whether or not it was complete or not. They're calling it a completed pass at the 15.
That's Odera, and in that case, who was the one that was flanked out to left? He goes down 10 yards to center.
Interesting situation. Now it'll be fourth and 5, right around the 15-yard line. Will they kick? Will they go? A field goal will put them in a really good position right now. That'll be a 9-point lead if they kick a field goal. We're not quite sure what they're doing yet. It looks like they might be sending in another play.
Well, they don't have the big back McMillan in.
And it looks like Chico's want to think about it for a second. They'll call a timeout. We'll just stay right here for this to see how this whole thing shapes up. And Coach Brown has got his team, the Foothill team, all huddled up over on the sidelines right now. And he's saying, you guys have got to make a stand right here, right now.
He does. You know, 3:51 left. You know, we are so fortunate to have seen some exciting games.
Last 2 weeks. Last week, Foothill and Shasta. Tonight, Foothill and Chico. Foothill is right on the edge of being right up there in playoff contention.
Well, even the game before that, the River Bowl, I mean, to a degree, it was one-sided, but it was a very good game. You know, the score was one-sided, but it was right up to it could have gone either way there for about two quarters. And you missed that one.
I did. I listened to you guys on the radio, and it sounded really good. I wish I was there because just based on what I heard on the radio, it was one of those games that you really like to be on the call. Well, so again, now,
again, high school football is pretty exciting.
It's very exciting.
Good example tonight.
It's fourth down for the Chico Panthers. Ball is on the 15-yard line. Right now is where Foothill needs to make a defensive stand and take over. They've got a long way to go, 85 yards down the field. They're down by six late in the fourth quarter. Handoff goes right up the middle to Miller, and that's going to be close call. Find out exactly where the spot is. They're going to mark it at the 11 and a half yard line, and they might do a measurement on this one, Ron.
It's going to be close. Big back, 210, 6 foot, 210, big back, powerful guy. It's going to be a close one.
Yep, they're going to do a measurement on this one. And it looks really close based on where that ball is and where the ball is and where the chain gang marker is. It's going to be within inches one way or the other. And everybody is close to the ball right now, checking it out. Here comes the chain gang. They'll march it off all the way from the other side of the field over to our near side here. Players, every player on the Foothill team and sidelines is close and watching this measurement.
As is the crowd. It's all of a sudden real quiet.
It's quiet here right now, and there is the mark. And they did not make it.
Wow.
It had to be an inch. They did not make it, and Foothill will get the ball back, and they've got a long way to go, and 3 minutes and 47 seconds left to do it. Chico leads 27-21 late in the fourth. This game is close.
You know, and we don't have to have a review of them on television.
Nope. Love that. So now, Trent Banner, if he has ever had a drive of the season, this one has to be it right here. Banner, quick pass out to the left-hand side, and now he backs up and he tries to throw a pass. That is tipped, and another guy catches it.
Good heads up
ball.
For a
total of a 2 yard gain for Foothill.
Good heads up ball.
Yes. That was another one of those trick plays.
It was
they gained about 3 yards on the play.
Yeah, it was a trick play that didn't work, but it worked.
I've seen crazier things happen. Banner's got three guys split wide to the right, two guys on the left-hand side. There's the snap. It's a good snap. He'll hang on to it, and he'll run the ball. He gets it up to the 20, 25, over the 30 to the 32, first down Foothill.
He's going to hold on to that ball when he goes down this time. Again, the defenders ran right past him, and he just took off.
I tell you what, if it was me, I would keep that ball on the ground, and I would – Trent Banner.
Yeah, and he's got 3 minutes, 2:59 to do it.
Close. Very good football game here at Foothill High School tonight here in Reading. Thank you for joining us on the broadcast. There's the snap right now. Quick pass. It's a screen pass over to Murray. Murray is almost brought down. He keeps his balance despite keeping his hand on the ground. He's up near the 40-yard line. He'll probably gain about 6 yards on the play.
Now, that's determination. He was not going to go down.
They do a balance drill. I'm sure they all still do it where, you know, you almost have to do a crab walk using your hands to keep yourself balanced, and that's exactly what Murray did that time. Banner now back to pass. He's looking downfield, and he's got a guy at midfield. That is complete. That looks like Patrick Blake with the reception and another first down Foothill, and they are now in Chico's territory.
And again, that pass was right on target. Again, we're seeing the best of Trent. When he's on, he's on. And those interceptions kind of mixed up things there for a while. But, boy, that you couldn't ask for better passing than that. And the other thing, the receivers are getting in the right position, too.
Foothill's going to take a timeout right now. We'll take 30 seconds, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
Here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here at Foothill High School. Ron, if you remember last week's game, Foothill was only up by 2 with 2 minutes and 17 seconds left to go. Here they're down by 6 with 2:13 left to go. They're on the ball. They're in Chico's territory, and they are on the drive. Banner back to pass. He's looking deep over to the right-hand side, and he has got... He had a guy, but it's incomplete. Had it in his hands for a second and got hit by Creed Smith. That would have been a big play. That would have taken him down to about the 22.
Yeah, that I think that was Ryan that got that ball, wasn't it? He went up in the air for it.
Patrick Blake is who it was intended for.
He went up in the air for that. It was a good reception.
I've caught on to him. Patrick Blake has got the black undersleeves.
Okay.
That's how we recognize him. And he's moving a little slow, but he's out there. So Banner, second and 10 from the 46-yard line. Blake in motion. And back to pass goes Banner. And he looks around. He's got nowhere to go. And he keeps the ball, and he'll run it. He's up to the 40 or down to the 35 before he's run out of bounds. That'll be another first down, Foothill.
Boy, he's pulling it out. You mentioned a moment ago, leave it in the hands of Banner. That was a broken play, and he almost got that first down, didn't he? No, he did. He did get another first down.
So the chain gang on the move right now, and Banner's got a new play in his head, and Murray is out on the field as well.
Trent was caught about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and then he started moving around, moved from the left side of the field to the right side.
Silas Miranda split wide. So it's Blake. Back to pass goes Banner. He looks over the middle, and he's got him.
Silas.
That Silas finally did something tonight, and that is a touchdown, Foothill, and there's not a flag anywhere to be seen.
And you called it. Where's Silas been? There he is.
Oh, just in time for Mr. Miranda.
Just in time is right. He took that ball out of that defender's hands. You notice that?
Foothill ties it up with a minute and 48 to go. They're tied at 27.
But the defender was all over him. He just held onto that ball.
That was good football right there.
It was very good.
And they'll go for the extra point right here. They'll kick it. Very interesting. There's the snap, the placement, the kick is up, and it is good. And with 1:48 left to play, Foothill takes over the lead, 28-27. We're going to keep it right here, and we're going to stay here for the rest of this game.
You know, this is too good. I mean, we're seeing the best football we could see. We thought last week's game was one of the best.
This is better.
This is right down to the – and good plays. You know, you can't help but just get excited when you see this. And, you know, we're I guess you could say it's fair to say we're a little bit partial since I
– Right.
But the reality is either team – I mean, both teams tonight are playing good football.
You know – Go ahead.
And if Foothill didn't make that play and wasn't ahead, we could say Chico has done a great job, and they have done a great job. It's the way games go. I mean, one play can make the difference.
And that play right there too, Silas Miranda, boy, that just brought his spirits to the top.
Yeah, you had mentioned where has he been? Well, he was flanked out to the right, about 10 steps left to left.
Oh, here we go. 1:48 left to play. Foothill leads by 1 late in the fourth quarter. They'll kick off. You can expect a deep kick on this one. And here comes the approach right now. Up on the ball. There's the boot. It's a good kick. It goes down to the 5-yard line. And they'll pick that up. That might be McMillan. McMillan brought down at the 23-yard line. He's ran out of bounds. No, it's Ottawa.
So they're going to come back now with probably put the speedster back in.
That'll be Jackson.
And my guess is they're probably going to try. They're going to also try to get that fast receiver in the.
Kelly Jackson, number 5. He's the guy that has made some big plays here late in the game.
He's not in there now.
No, 2 receivers to the left, 2 wide out to the right. And Creed Smith back to pass. And he's got pressure on him. He rolls out to the left-hand side, throws it out to the sideline, right about the 38-yard line. And they will call that a completion at the 38-yard line.
That was a great pass on Creed's part. he was just about down. And again, when he's moving to the left, he's running full speed. He can. He's, his accuracy is amazing.
That's going to be enough for a Chico first down right there near the 39-yard line is where they call it. Three receivers to the right, one to the left, one guy in the backfield. Back goes Smith to pass. He looks over the middle. He's got a guy, but he overthrows him. Almost intercepted. That pass is incomplete.
The defender came across and made a good leap for it, but it looked like the ball was about a foot higher than he was. And then it was about a foot higher than the receiver.
Okay, so we keep it moving right now. 1:19 left to play. Foothill leads by 1, 28-27. Two receivers to the right, two to the left, one guy in the backfield. No change in the offensive setup for Chico. Back to pass goes Smith. He looks over to the right-hand side. He's got a guy near the first down, but he's brought down, and he will not make the first down on that one.
Excellent coverage. Cornerback, safety, both moved over there, but the safety made the tackle. Came up, saw.
Third down and about two to go near midfield for a long one.
Clock's running.
Back to pass goes Creed Smith. He looks for the long ball. It's shortly thrown, but he's got a guy, and it's intercepted by Foothill. And he will down the ball right there.
Boy, was that
Ryan Terrace?
Was that Ryan that was watching that?
Ryan Terrace with the interception. That is huge.
Yeah. Again, perfect defensive coverage. The defensive coach, you got to give him credit. Those defenders did a wonderful job of watching for that pass on that on those long pass.
I'm not so sure, Ron, why they threw a long ball like that. It was like a short yardage to go.
Yeah. Well, they had both the receivers down there. I mean, they had four streaking receivers.
Yeah.
But great defense. Keep your eye on that ball if you're a defender.
So Foothill will snap it and take a knee. I don't know how many timeouts that Chico's got left. I think they only have one. And there's the snap, and he'll drop it down.
You know, it was in the paper today. Coach Brown has lost a couple of games in the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And the secret was, can he pull it out? And this one, these kids really deserve this win.
Oh, boy. Oh, you can feel the energy. The clock is running, 22-21. And
that's the
Trent
game.
Banner will drop to a knee, and this football game is over. Final score, Foothill 28, Chico 27. What a football game.
What a football game. And this is going to be a big game in the standings. So now we'll wait and see what happens next few weeks. But Foothill has positioned themselves to be a contender in the playoffs.
Fantastic stuff. All right, we'll take a short break, and Ron and I will come back and recap the game for you. Final score, once again, Foothill 28, Chico 27, and we'll be right back on KCNR.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
We are back here at Foothill High School. What a great football game, Ron. Final score, Foothill 28, Chico 27. It came down to the wire just like it did last week, and they got something really neat going on right here.
They're all down in front of us here. They're taking photos, and they're talking, and I'm not too sure what...
Singing the fight song.
That was it.
Nice job, fellas. What a great football game. It started off with Foothill receiving the opening kickoff and driving all the way down the field to score their first. Then they had a couple of interchanges in between both clubs, and then Chico got on the board. They were back and forth. It was very close near halftime. And then Chico turned it on after getting a spirited speech by their coach late in the third quarter. They picked it up, took the lead right about the third quarter, and then going into the fourth quarter, and then it was back and forth the entire game all the way down to the last second.
Yeah, just a great game. And one of those games when either team, I mean, it was you know, is Chico going to win or is Foothill going to win? We didn't really know until the last minute. Literally.
No, we didn't.
And both teams certainly played good ball. Chico had a couple of unfortunate penalties there. That's going to happen. Kids. We've had a great game. I think hats go off to both teams for giving us a great show.
My game ball tonight goes to Ryan Terrace.
I think he deserves it. He made some great catches. And you noticed that score, 28-27. Last week it was what, 1 point?
It was like just a couple. It was 2 point difference.
2 point difference. I mean, these are good games. It doesn't get any better than this. Good quality high school football. So
a great win for Foothill tonight. So the playoff picture we won't know until, you know, we watch the news tonight at 11 o'clock and see what all the other teams did. But it's going to change dramatically. And I think next week, Ron, we're going to do Anderson-West Valley.
That will be a good one, our South County teams. And Anderson is really in a rebuilding mode. West Valley, of course, is leading their league.
Yep.
And so it's going to be a good game. It'll be at Anderson.
That's correct.
It's always a fun stadium, a Cub stadium. You know that area.
We love it there. What we'll do is we'll go up on top of the press box. That's just the greatest advantage.
So we better bring our coats.
We better bring our coats and our hot chocolate, whatever you need. It was a great football game tonight. Foothill wins 28-27. Our engineer, Jared, does a great job back at the studio. Thank you so much, Jared. You're just flawless, and we love it. We love doing these football games, and we'll be back next week. So for Ron Largent, I'm Gary Moore saying good night from Foothill High School. Final score, Foothill 28, Chico 27. Good night.
I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-801-9553 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-801-9553. Call 800-801-9553. Again, that's 800-801-9553. 800-801-9553.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace in the convenience of home. It's as easy as watching TV. Best of all, it's affordable for everyone. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial. 866-598-MATH. Now that school is in full swing, it's important for your child to keep up with the fast-moving classroom pace. With Math Made Easy, your child will always be one step ahead. Call now, 866-598-MATH. That's 866-598-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-566-6713, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-566-6713. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-566-6713. That's 800-566-6713.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Yes. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing, Johnny?
Good, Chris.
In the last Rambo movie, when he was in Burma, the Burmese army was feeding the missionaries to the pigs.
That's right. Remember that. Another golden moment.
Another golden moment. If you just joined us, pigs are eating human beings, and I knew it all along. I knew it all along. In the last Rambo, you're saying?
Yeah, when the missionaries got captured by the Burmese army and Rambo goes in to save them, they pull one guy out, and they pull him out of the pig slop. And his body, his legs are all gone from being munched on by the pigs. A quality kill,
but that is awesome. That's right. All right, that was in Rambo. All right.
It's over, Johnny.
No, it isn't.
It's over.
It is not.
Something is over.
It's not over. Hello, Stan.
Yes, Jonathan.
Yes.
I grew up in rural Indiana, and my father raised hogs. And there was a litter of pigs in a pen, and somehow, I was 5 or 6, I jumped over this fence and grabbed a piglet. And boy, them pigs were after me. If it wasn't for my father grabbing me, I do believe they would have ate.
Yeah. Stan, first of all, I'm glad you're alive. But you're saying, Stan, they're in, where was it where you grew up on a pig farm?
In rural Indiana, in western Indiana, about 180 miles south of Chicago.
Okay, so there you were. You were sitting there, and you fell into the pen, and these pigs began to gnaw on you?
No, I grabbed a piglet. And when that piglet squealed, if my father hadn't been at the edge of that fence to grab me and pull me over that fence, I do believe they would have ate me.
Because you were taking one of the little baby pigs.
Yeah. But I do believe they eat you.
That's
they would.
Dad, thank you very much, Stan. I appreciate
thank
that.
You.
Thank you. Get down. All right. Yeah.
It's over.
No,
Johnny.
It isn't.
It's over.
All right. It's over. Hey, you want to play a game? Call Wits and Wagers. That's right. Wits and Wagers. You're saying, hey, Brandmeier, wait a minute. Don't be jacking around with us. You don't like games. I don't. But I like this one. Because it's simple and I can wager on it. It takes about 20 minutes. You can keep playing. You can gamble with it or play chugging games if you'd like. Wits and Wagers. What is it? I'll tell you. You set it up. You start asking questions. It's a game where you don't... Well, actually, you're not even supposed to know the answers. Everyone takes their bet. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. You're not supposed to know the answers. You don't have to. You can bet. You could mislead people that you might know the answer. Wits and Wagers. I'm telling you. You're not supposed to know the answers. People take their best guess. It's like, how many people, I'll give you an example, how many people are would the Roman Colosseum hold? And then you got four people, or you got couples, or you got your kids against right. the parents, or whatever it is. And then they'll everybody writes on a card, and then they flip their card down, and then you put chips on it. Right. Money chips, nobody, if you want to call it money chips.
Because nobody knows off the top of their head how many people can fit in the Roman Colosseum.
There you go. Some people could guess it, but that's just one example of it.
I can't keep it all in my mind.
Don't worry about it. It's simple. If I can keep it in my mind, lady, you can keep it in your mind. Easy to learn. I learned it in 1 minute. 60 seconds, the guy was in here playing. 20 minutes to play. That's the easy part, and my attention span is perfect, okay? A Wits and Wagers, the party game. Wits and Wagers, the party game. It's the best party game ever. You'll find it in all major stores as you head into the holidays. Target, Barnes & Noble, and Toys R Us. Wits and Wagers. And the guy that came up with the game, he invented it. He's from the area, and he said, listen, after spending some quality time with you, Johnny B., I think we might change the name of the game to Half Wits and Wagers. And I said, well, that is quite, what are you laughing about? That's quite an honor.
I hear your voice right? A little bit, but
me?
I can't understand you.
Don't worry about it. There ain't nothing to do, and there's always room for more. They let light it, shut up, and close the door. Cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Let the big solo. I'm glad Stan's alive out there. Could have been eaten by a pig, and he's alive and listening. That's all we're asking.
He's alive as evidence that pigs eat people, and yet Hector's alive as evidence that pigs don't eat people.
Two conflicting theories today. And I'm going to go with Stan's theory. Yeah. Hector says he's alive because he lived with pigs and they did not eat him, and Stan almost was eaten, but his dad saved him. And two conflicting theories. That's what it is. That's what makes the world go round. Put a good buzz on every night and day.
Put a good buzz on. Yeah.
Well, the fallout continues from Wednesday night's GOP debate with Republican National Committee Chairman Rents Priebus,
Reese,
saying it was
Priebus.
Nothing but a crap sandwich.
So, that's the greatest line ever.
Says the chairman, we had assurances it was going to be straight up finance, which is what they do every day. And what was delivered was nothing but a crap sandwich.
Unbelievable.
Still, while CNBC is getting blasted.
Oh, wait.
Everyone,
say the name of the guy again. The head of the RNC. Priebus Reese.
His name is, I'm going to say, Rents. It's R-E-I-N-C-E, Priebus.
Right. Seth Meyers, late night, made a joke about that.
The third Republican debate was held last night, and RNC Chairman Rents Priebus said he was extremely disappointed with the coverage. And he understands disappointment because his parents named him Rents Priebus.
Mark, you right. Say that he was a crap sandwich?
Yeah.
Obviously, we had assurances that it was going to be straight-up finance, which is what they do every day.
Let me
and
ask
what
you,
was
could
delivered
you imagine...
was just nothing but a crap sandwich.
Wow. You don't hear politics talk like that. You know, I'm telling you, Trump has made that all happen. He really has.
Well, in fairness, Rents Priebus doesn't run for elections.
Right, but so. He's the head of the RNC. This is a guy, usually they keep a protocol about them. They don't go,
well, what do you think about the debate? Well, I think we're going to be working on some things behind closed doors. We're going to try to get it together. But I got to say, what's a big, fat, crap sandwich?
That is Donald Trump.
That's
right.
Trump leaking into all right. vernacular. It's Trump.
Right.
Is his stamp on things is so apparent. Everybody's saying things differently. They're saying things. They're arguing. It's just fantastic.
Oh, but I'm also sure that this guy is also saying this because his job might be in trouble. I mean, everybody's probably blaming him for
still
booking it on CNBC and you know, like he didn't really pay attention to what he was doing.
Still,
so
you don't say crap sandwich.
Crap sandwich.
I'd like someone to search the record books for the past 20
Nobody
years.
Ever
past,
said.
Yeah, there you go, Buzz. There you go. Check the books of any election, any previous presidential campaign. If you can find someone who uttered the words, this debate was a crap sandwich. I'll give you $100. That's I've just said it on the air.
prove it to me. Someone said this was a crap sandwich.
I got
to
tell you, that Nixon-Kennedy debate, what a crap sandwich. Oh, my God.
Nobody says it, but Trump has made people talk like that.
Right.
I mean, people talk stupid now. They're guys who are like, you would think that you hold them in high esteem.
You find a Democrat that's for cutting spending $10? I'll give him a warm kiss.
I'll give him a warm kiss. Donald Trump.
Ain't it great?
Ain't it something else? Just love
still,
it.
Still, while CNBC is getting blasted by everyone even remotely connected with the event, 14 million people watched, easily making the much-derided debate the most watched program in CNBC's 30-year history. Because advertisers paid $250,000 apiece, it was also the most profitable night in the network's history.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, that's a quarter of a million a spot. And they couldn't sell that if they dreamt to sell that on CNBC. Wow. Thank you, Donald Trump. Thank you, Ben Carson.
Thank you.
Yeah. And several Republican presidential campaigns are now meeting to demand changes to the Republican National Committee's handling of the debate. It started with Ben Carson and Bobby Jindal campaigns who brought in aides, Donald Trump and Lindsey Graham. Now Huckabee, Rubio, Fiorina, and Santorum campaigns are also on board. For some reason, Chris Christie's team doesn't want anything to do with it. So they found 480 weapons. That's how much firepower was involved in May bikers' shootout in Waco, Texas, that left 9 people dead. CNN obtained thousands of pages of documents, police reports, crime scene photos, and witness interviews, along with surveillance video to get a clearer picture of what happened that day in May. They're showing the video on TV. And boy, is that scary.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, you hear all about it, but when you see that video, they're running in Waco, Texas, there at the June or whenever it was. Yeah.
Pull out their guns, shooting at somebody. Those would be the police that you can't see. They're shooting at, and they're getting shot at, hit, falling down, and dying.
Right. It is unbelievable. And they showed all of the weapons that these guys got, that they confiscated from these two different biker gangs, and they showed all the different weapons.
And one guy, well, they definitely weren't here for the tacos. They were not here for the guacamole special. No. You could see what they were here for.
But it does. It really looks frightening. How about that one? You know, I kept seeing the video over and over and over and over again, just like the teacher, the cop pulling the kid off the chair. Yeah, like, oh, right. Every time you look up, there's that cop pulling the kid off of a chair. But you see this video yesterday over and over and over. And that one big fat biker. Oh, by the way, I'm not saying that you're fat if you're out there in that Texas.
Right,
that's right. You're a nice-looking guy, whoever you were. He was just right in the middle of it, right? He's the only one who was like, he's in that stance, you know, that stance where he's going to start firing. Then you see that guy come in, he runs through, and then he shoots at somebody and keeps running. And then you see another guy run in, and he's bleeding. All of this video in Waco, Texas, and now what happens? There must have been 2,000 weapons taken away.
Well, there were 480 weapons taken away.
Close to 2,000.
That's a quarter of a 2,000.
All right.
And so far, nobody's been charged with anything, and they're still investigating.
That was really intimidating, frightening little thing.
And you can't help but think that the bikers, I don't know what to think because of the reputation that bikers have. You know, if they're going to be surrounded and shot up, it seems like, you know, vengeance is on somebody's mind.
Something was going on. The two biker, what were the name of the bikers again?
The Cossacks.
Yeah.
And I don't know the name of the other.
The other one. I don't know what they were. But I'll tell you something. I wouldn't tangle with either one of them, that's for sure.
You don't mess with bikers.
No, you don't. Well, you know, you don't. Well, see, now you're giving all bikers a bad name.
Because you don't mess with bikers doesn't mean bikers are bad. It just means that you shouldn't be stupid
around them. I wouldn't be stupid around them. Well, that would mean I couldn't be around them. Yeah. Hey, are you being stupid around us? No, I was just eating here. Yeah, it's just me. Don't hurt me. What were the names of the... I want to know the names of the Cossacks and the Cossacks. Well, so what does this video do? Why is this video being released now? Now it's just out. Why is that out now?
I think it's just been released.
Okay, so what happens now? Now that video shows what? What happens next?
I don't know. I do not know. And they're not talking about it. Really, they just released the video. It's like, okay.
Right.
It's like an entertainment package or something.
That's what it seems like. CNN goes, we have a video. Well, this is what I would do if I'm running CNN or whatever. Hey, look at this video we got of that Waco, the biker gang shootout in Waco at the Twin Peaks.
Right. I mean,
what's the story, man? I don't know. Just put it up there.
It bumped the student being tossed across the room in her desk from the top spot on the viral video.
Right. They just fly. They just take a video and they run it every 15 minutes on CNN.
And it keeps going. I can't get enough of the police, the policeman throwing the kid across the room.
Now they say that guy was jacked up on steroids. Did you see that? They say he was jacked up. He's a weightlifter. They show him on his weightlifting videos, and he's lifting 400 pounds, bench pressing and deadlifting, and they say he was on creatine, and creatine may have caused his mood swing, which made him take the girl and throw her across the room in a chair.
I'm going to say irresponsible speculation.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Irresponsible speculation, because creatine does not do that.
And they showed him lifting, too, with the videos. The videos showing him doing, lifting the weights. And
this may have caused him to pick up the young girl in the chair and toss her around the room.
The creatine.
Everybody's investigating that now. The FBI's in there, the U.S. Attorney's Office. I mean, they can't have...
You got to.
It seems like... It seems like it's simple enough what happened. I mean, there it is. What do you want to do about it?
Push two sides of everything up.
What exactly are we investigating? What don't we know?
Yeah, we've seen the video 1,000 times. But, and then you see the people go, well, the girl, all she had to do was just give them the phone or whatever it was, and this wouldn't have happened. Yeah, probably. But she didn't.
There's videos of her putting her hand, of hitting him in the chest before he did it.
Oh, yeah.
They got that.
You know what's the weirdest thing about that? If you watch that video, I can almost tell you what kind of clothing, the shoes people in the video are wearing. I've seen it so many times. But if you watch it, then what really bugs me about that video with the kid in the school and that, what bugs me about that is that the kids around all of that while it's happening, they're not even reacting to it. It's like, this is like they're watching a video game. One girl's on her computer, one guy's talking and looking at his phone, and nobody's doing anything. They're just looking at, oh, look at that. My fellow student just got tossed across the room in a chair. That guy must be on creatine. Creatine. And why were you so quick to defend creatine?
Well, because I know it gets a bad rap, and periodically I take it, but that's not really it. I don't take it very often, and I wish I took it more, because it's a very valuable supplement if you're lifting weights. But it gets a bad rap, and it doesn't deserve it, and the science doesn't support any, either remote suggestion that it would jack you up and cause you to behave differently.
Whatever lawyer he's getting is going to use that one of his...
I know.
Your Honor, if you can look in these videos, you can see this police officer is lifting 400 pounds. Your Honor, I dare anyone in this courtroom to come up here and try to lift 400 pounds. You know why they can? Because this guy, this officer, is on creatine, and this also causes mood swings.
But I also, there's a certain part of me that, first of all, it's wrong. You see that, you cannot do that. As a student, I don't care.
No, of course not. That's what they're saying. His mind was crazy.
Right. You can't flip somebody's chair over and then throw the whole chair and the person out the door.
Unreal.
You can't do that.
Unreal.
But there are some students out there that are so arrogant and so obnoxious that I have to say there's a certain part of me that loves to see them get their comeuppance.
Okay, so you enjoy seeing...
I believe somebody said that at the debates, too. Somebody said...
Somebody said something about they enjoy seeing a student.
One of the hosts. The guy, Jack, whatever his name was, the really obnoxious one sitting next to Becky.
See, that's what I mean. We don't even know the moderators' names, and guess what they want at CNBC? You to remember, you to forget the moderators' names.
I know Becky Quick's name.
See, Becky Quick. Back ye quick. Hey, don't forget to turn your clocks back this weekend.
Tired of living in the present?
I gave you explicit instructions not to come here, but to go directly back to 1985.
No, Doc.
I have wasted an hour of your time.
Clocks move back, presumably because people don't want to go outside anymore.
I'll be back.
Set your clocks back an hour.
Turn our clocks back an hour.
This is your 8th grade gym coach. I know we haven't talked in a while. Set your clock back.
Remember when Made in America meant something? Well, here at Hardwick Clothes, it still does. We've been dressing America with tailored clothing and our best-selling travel blazer since 1880. It's made right here in the USA, where American quality, innovative fabrics, and stylish design are guaranteed. Visit Hardwick.com to find a retailer near you or buy direct. Free shipping is standard, so the only thing you've got to lose is an outdated wardrobe. Hardwick.com, America's best-kept secret for menswear.
Some people don't use Cars.com. This is what they hear when they service their car.
Well, there's a lot of gobbledygook clogging up your bamboozle.
Okay.
So I'll have to flush out the hogwash and futz with the fiddle faddle. Oh, and you've only got about 5,000 miles left in your Watson.
For the rest of us, there's Cars.com's service and repair tool, which lets you get high-quality work done on your vehicle without overpaying.
So this will cost $250?
Yes, sir.
Research, price, find. Get the right service without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Are you ready to take your diabetes management to the next level? Put the ContourNex meter to the test and challenge your meter. The ContourNex meter makes testing easy and highly accurate with close to lab level results. And ContourNex gives you a second chance, allowing you to reapply to the same strip when the first sample is not enough, saving you time and money. So take the challenge. Go to ContourNextChallenge.com and now you can find the new ContourNex 35 count test strips only at Walmart.
America's small businesses are the backbone of our economy. They are the heart of Main Street. They speak to our spirit, our passion, our commitment to hard work. On my show, The Profit, I've invested millions of my own dollars into small businesses because I believe in the people. Join me and find out why America's most important asset isn't money in the bank. It's the people on the team.
Marcus Lemonis is The Profit. All new episodes Tuesdays at 10 Eastern and Pacific on CNBC.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-566-6713 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-566-6713. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-566-6713. That's 800-566-6713.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Here's Johnny.
Yeah, hey, that Shining place is going, that hotel that they shot The Shining in, that is going to be a Halloween hotel soon.
The famous hotel from The Shining is about to get even spookier. The Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado, could soon be turned into a fully immersive horror museum and film studio. The landmark property inspired Stephen King's best-selling book and was used as the model for the Overlook Hotel, Jack Nicholson's on-screen Scream Factory, in the 1980
yeah.
movie. Right now, all that stands in the way of this hotel being upgraded to a house of horrors, which I think it already is a scarily big price tag. The museum is hoping Colorado's tourism board won't spook at their request for $11.5 million in funding. Whoa. Here's Johnny.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's Johnny.
That sounds like a great, that's the scariest hotel I've ever seen. That's in Colorado, too. Everybody's going to get all weeded out, and then they're going to head into that hotel. Oh, my God. What if you open the door and saw those two twins just staring at yelling red rum? Oh, yeah. Bring it on. Give them the money. Let's do it.
Here's Johnny.
Hi, folks. Mac McCraw, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. The Shasta Lake Lions Club is hosting the 2015 Northern California Veterans Day Parade on Shasta Dam Boulevard, November 7th at 10 a.m. Breakfast served 6 to 10 a.m. by the Shasta Lake Fire Protection District at the Twin Towers Memorial. Make a full day of it with the family. Come out to support our veterans and family members. There will be a stunning show of pure American air power by two Air Force F-15s from the 173rd Fighter Wing in Oregon. See you November 7th in Shasta Lake, and thank you for your service.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com on passive thoughts. U.S. escalated its fight against ISIS in Syria Friday, pledging the first open deployment of military boots on the ground, even as the U.S., Russian, and other diplomats pressed a new peace effort. State Department spokesman John Kirby says the Vienna Agreement on a Syrian peace effort included a much wider group than similar talks held in Geneva several years ago.
Participants today included Iran, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Germany, the UAE, Oman, as well as Italy, all nations that were not represented in 2012. So it was a larger group of stakeholders.
Any ceasefire agreement that may come as a result of the peace effort would not include the Islamic State. Kirby says the Vienna meeting participants all agree that Syria must be rid of the group ISIS.
All 19 participants agreed. ISIL has to be defeated. And we know that to do that, you have to apply many levers. One of them, of course, is the military lever.
Conservatives are hopeful at the start of the Paul Ryan era in Congress.
Freedom Caucus founding member Jeff Duncan.